It's time for Benedictine Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msc.news.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get ready for Raven football today, and head coach Joel Osborne joins us. Coach, congratulations. That was a nice win for the team last week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. It was a good win for sure. We played pretty well at times. You know, we didn't play well the whole game, but we played well at times. Our defense really controlled the game in the first half, and offensively in the second half, we played really well. So we just got to come out and now put a complete game together.
Garrett Kettle, I don't know how we can say enough about this guy. You know, another conference player of the week, 400 yards, 6 touchdowns. He punts the ball, he kicks covers. I mean, this guy does it all.
He did a really nice job, you know, finding the guys who were open and hitting them in stride so they could do something with it after the catch. Obviously, in the running game, he's a threat for us. It's something else when you see him cover a punt and make a nice form tackle, and then you know turn around and be able to punt it. You're exactly right. He does a lot of good things. So really pleased with how he played, and we just got to continue to put him in position to be successful against Baker, and we'll see what happens.
You're surrounding him with some guys playing well. I think Reed Levi last couple of weeks has had some opportunities, and he's really stepping up.
Yeah, Reed has stepped up. He's done a nice job for us. He's a big threat in the passing game as a tight end. You know, and he used to be a receiver, so that's where his strengths are. So, and he's getting better in the run game as far as blocking goes. So Reed's done a nice job raising his level.
Terry Adger, doesn't take many catches for him to roll up a lot of yards.
No, he did a nice job with the big play against Missouri Valley. He was really aggressive going to get the ball. You can see that he had a chip on his shoulder last Saturday in that game. And, you know, that Hail Mary, man, I've never seen anything like it. First off, it didn't look like we were going to be able to score based on the situation and they tried to go for it and call a couple timeouts and didn't use good clock management, and we got the ball back, and all of a sudden we're in position to throw a Hail Mary, and then the cannon goes off during the middle of the play and scared me, to be honest with you. I couldn't believe it. It was extremely loud, and Trey focused through it and made the catch between two defenders, and that was a huge play.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a great athlete. I mean, he's got the leaping ability, he's got the hands. I mean, and let's face it, he's an experienced guy out there.
Yeah, he does bring a lot of experience. He's played in a lot of big games. He's one of the few guys on our roster we have left that played in the national championship in 2018. So he does definitely have that experience. And, you know, Garrett and him have a lot of chemistry, and it goes back to when I got here, them working together and us putting Trey at the X position and, you know, just giving him the ability to go to him when he wanted to. And Coach Hauser's done a great job working with Trey, and we've had a good plan for him. He's got some option routes that have really helped his game because he's not stuck running a certain route. So, and that's something Coach Hauser's brought to the table, and he's done a great job with him.
Going into the game today, how are you set at the running back spot?
We're good. Rayshon will be back this week, so we're looking forward to adding him back into the mix. I thought Damon Wiggin really stepped up last week, had about 58 yards on 15 carries, and did a nice job in the pass game and with protection. So, yeah, looking forward to get Rayshon back in there.
You have experienced over your career, you know, through your high school years, you know, through your previous coaching years, some great rivalry games. This is going to be maybe your first touch of the biggest rivalry game, I think, the Benedictine has with Baker. Do you feel anything different around the facility up here?
Well, there's a lot of excitement, but, you know, that's the thing I've told the guys with my experiences. If you're treating this game different than any other game, you're wrong, because that means you're not preparing well enough for the other opponents. So the preparation should be the exact same this week as it's been the entire year. And, you know, and the reason why it's the most important game is the next game. So, you know, now if there's going to be the things I told our guys to expect when you go out there and you play these guys is it's going to, number one, it's going to be a physical game. And number two, they're going to be good. They're going to be very disciplined on both sides of the ball. They're going to have great players. They're going to have really good scheme. And so, you know, there's going to be things that are going to go their way, and we're going to have to just keep, you know, battling and focus on the next play. But we're going to have to come out and be aggressive and play our game.
A couple of the best offensive players in the conference with their quarterback, Aguinaga, and, of course, J.D. Woods. I mean, he's rewriting their record books.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with J.D. I recruited him out of high school, and he ended up going to Missouri Western and was there for a year. And then kind of like Marquise transferred, he transferred to Baker and has had a great career. And, you know, I think their quarterback's a really good underrated player. He's really good. You know, he does a nice job, you know, moving the ball down the field. He's explosive, you know. But, yeah, they're going to rely on the running game. That's for sure. So they want to be able to run the ball and dictate the game that way and, you know, have long drives. Of course, they're going to have they want to have explosive plays. But everything starts with the running game. If you can get them behind the chains and get them in third and long, that's not where they want to be. So, you know, we're going to have a great game plan and go out there and execute and be physical. We got to win one-on-one matchups up front on the D-line, and linebackers got to be flowing to the ball, and everybody's got to be ready to go.
Baker's moved up to number 5 in the country, and yet you look at their games, it's not like they've run away from anybody. It seems like, you know, a lot of the teams that you've played close have been playing close with them.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare scores, for sure, I agree with you, Tom, but there's a reason they're ranked number 5 in the country. I think defensively is where, to me, it really, really stands out because they have a great offense, but they also have a great defense. They're only giving up 282 yards a game of offense, a mere 116 yards on the ground, you know. So, and then they turn people over. I think last week, Evangel had threw 4 interceptions. So, you know, their defense is really, in my opinion, what makes their team go, because it puts their offense in such good position that they get some easy scores. And then, you know, on their other thing that's underrated is their punt return team and their kickoff return team. Those are both really good, and they put themselves in position as well for scores for their offense. So those are the things that, you know, we're going to have to offensively go down there and have a great day in order for us to come out with a win. But, you know, I think we're very capable. I think we've got the guys to go down there and play well. You know, you mentioned Kettle. He's playing extremely well right now. So we've got to protect him first and foremost. But we have to be able to establish a running game, because no one, quite frankly, has done that all year with the exception of Grandview. And in Grandview, they hit them with some big plays. So, you know, early in that game, and kind of, you know, if you look at the third quarter, I think the score there was 31-0. And then Grandview, Baker's able to come back and put a couple scores on the board. But, yeah, we're excited for the opportunity. You know, you want to play in this league, you're going to have to play great teams. And that's the exciting part.
As we watch this game unfold here this afternoon, what if I look out on the field, what is it that I want to see that I will know that it's going the way that you hope it goes today? What do I want to be looking for happening that means it's a good day for the Ravens?
Well, I think number one, we have to win the turnover battle. That's going to be one of the biggest keys. And then any time that we're in the red zone, we need to get points, whether that's touchdowns or field goals. You know, we can't leave points out there. And then the other thing, too, is what's our third down defense look like? Are we getting ourselves off the field, or are they going to convert on us? So those are going to be the biggest things in my mind, turnovers, red zone, and third downs.
Coach, we wish you the very best today. Good luck with the Wildcats.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tom.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Keys to the game right after this.
from early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
As we get set for today's Raven football in Baldwin City, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. For me, there's a couple keys. Number one, you have to hold on to the ball. Last week against Evangel, the Valor turned the ball over four times and ended up only losing by two touchdowns to Baker. Hold on to the football against this vaunted Baker defense, a defense who's forced 20 turnovers this season, 67 tackles for loss, and 16 sacks. The other thing is, watch out for Marco Aguinaga. So many times when you look at this Baker team, everybody thinks of J.D. Woods. He is the greatest of all time in the NAIA, having rewritten all the scoring records, a lot of the rushing records. He's going to go over 1,000 yards today. But you got to watch out for Marco Aguinaga, because just when you think you have him in a third and long, he hits A.J. Tata, Nate Pauley, or Jordan Green, his big-time playmakers out there at the wide receiver, and that's how they beat you. So, again, the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game: control Marco Aguinaga, and hold on to the football. Speaking of football, Raven football coming up here shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game in the Amberwell Health pregame show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offer through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Hey, welcome to Emil Liston Stadium. We're in Baldwin City, Kansas, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens renew one of the longest and strongest rivalries in the nation, as Benedictine is being hosted by Baker University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer, engineer. He's in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, talks with you. And first of all, logistically, we need to explain. You hear a little wind noise, you hear a little sound, you think you're getting the feel of the field. Well, so are we, as we are seated at the top of the visitors' bleachers on the south side of Liston Stadium here this afternoon. It's your beautiful sunny afternoon, and guys, I guess we just get the full feel of it here today.
I'm telling you, it's right before Halloween, and the weather is spectacular, right?
Oh my God.
We couldn't have ordered better weather today. A little windy here in Baldwin this afternoon, but should be a great matchup between two teams with a long rivalry. Baker, over the last handful of years, has really controlled the South, and a lot of that was due to Benedictine being in the North Division, and Baker was in, you know, the easier division at the time. But now that Benedictine has gone to the South Division, you renew this late-season rivalry. Should be a fun one here this afternoon.
You talked about it. We're in the low 60s here as we approach kickoff time. The sky is absolutely crystal clear. A little bit of a breeze out of the west, which will be going down the field, and it will be at the back of one of the teams and at the face of the other. It is also here in Baldwin. It's senior day for Baker, and they are recognizing and have, prior to the ball game, recognized a number of seniors on this club here today. For Benedictine, as the order of business is very simple, and I think Coach Osborne laid it out nicely, the pregame show. Got to hang on to the football, got to play kind of smart, and while Baker is very good, again, they are number five of the nation, they are not invincible.
Yeah, I think, you know, you ask Coach, what's one of those keys to winning the game? What's the key to being where you want to be at the end of the game, and it's control the turnovers. Last week against Evangel, the Valor turned the ball over four times against Baker, ended up losing by two touchdowns. Again, that was a game that was tied 21 all at the break. So, again, hold on to the football. You hold a lot of keys today. This Baker team may be the number five team in the country. They may come into the ballgame 7-2 or 7-1 overall, 2-0 in the North Division. This is not that lights-out Baker team that we've seen in the past.
Benedictine is back in the whites. The white jerseys, white pants, black helmets, red and black lettering and trim. All white uniforms for Baker. It is the all-black uniform, black helmet, black jersey, black pants with orange and white lettering and trim. The crowd today, Gus, for some reason, is remarkably slim. You look across the way at the Baker sideline. It is a third to a half full, maybe, no more than that. The Benedictine fans have turned out, though, in great numbers. Benedictine's going to be putting a toe to it to begin things, and redshirt freshman Cullen Bruner is going to be set to kick it away. Back for the return will be Jordan Green and A.J. Tata. They're going to be settling in just inside their own five-yard line. What little breeze there is here right now is going to be at the back of Benedictine. Advance of the ball. We are underway. It is high, it is short, and it's going to be fielded at the five-yard line. Here come the Wildcats, bringing it up the middle, crossing the 10, hit at the 15, and going to be down around the 17-yard line. Outstanding kick coverage for Benedictine. A.J. Tata with the return, the senior out of Blue Valley High School. He'll be a guy we talk about a lot during the day. He's a starting receiver.
Yeah, down there to make the stop on the play, Jared Heron. Heron has become a little bit of a special teams guy on this team, a redshirt freshman out of Moberly, Missouri, doing a great job on the kick coverage unit. And for the Ravens, going to put their defense out on the field first and anchoring down the middle of that defensive line. It's the sophomore Isaac Anderson, the number five tackler on this team. Off to his left, you're going to see Joey Burke, and at the other defensive end position, you're going to get Will Hurtado.
Because you talked about him in your keys to the game. Quarterback is Marco Onganaga, and he's going to take off handoff. Just straight up a middle on the first play of the game and angling to the right side, getting across the 20-yard line goes J.D. Woods. J.D. is going to pick up about 4 or 5 yards. They're going to mark him instead. Give him 3 on that first down carry.
Yeah, Jalen James going to get in on the tackle, his first one of the ball game. Also in there, Gavin Spengler. You talk about the number one and number two tacklers on this Benedictine defense, getting in on the first one of the afternoon.
It is a second down 7. Baker at his own 21-yard line. Ravens with 4 down linemen on that defensive front. Quarterback Onganaga is going to go out of the pistol. Nobody in the backfield with him. Trips to the left side, a single receiver to the right. They'll take 2 steps, drop back, fire over into the near flat where it's going to be caught right at the first down marker by Nate Pauley, the junior out of Garden Plain, Kansas, Johnny Bloomquist. The Raven coverage on the near side, but they got him out of the flat. Picked up just enough to move the sticks.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit of a pick route out there. They send the first receiver out into the flat, send the outside receiver on a little bit of a slant pattern, and you're trying to get everybody, you know, picked off in the middle and get the shot out into the flat, and that's exactly what they got on that play and a first down.
Which is going to be in the backfield. Motion is going to go to the right side. They're going to go with a little bit of a jet sweep. It's hit in the backfield, and Pauley is blown up by Gavin Spengler. What a defensive play.
Yeah, Gavin Spengler, the number two tackler on this Raven defense. 47 tackles coming into the game. Well, that's going to be his 6th TFL on this season. That'll bring up a 2nd and, let's call it 12 for the Baker offense.
Baker recruits pretty well from some of the small schools around. You're going to hear a lot of kids from Perry LeCompton, you're going to hear some kids from Holton, and Garden Plain, Gus, a team that's regularly in the playoffs, but not one of your big schools across the country.
What is it, Garden Plain, aren't they like the Owls or something?
Ooh,
right?
I don't know.
We'll look into that here.
Okay, I thought it was Buffalo, but we'll find out. Here's a 2nd and a long call. Onganaga is back with time, fires one, and it's way behind his intended receiver. He was looking for A.J. Tata, but the pass poorly thrown, and Gus, this is what the Ravens were looking for. They officially have Baker behind the chains.
Yeah, you get him behind the sticks. Now they're looking at a 3rd and long now. The Ravens are going to take out a defensive lineman, bring in another defensive back. They are going to go to this little bit of a nickel package out there and keep the high safety in Tyler Tierney. Now he's going to walk up a little bit and send Javai out on the slot.
Out of the pistol, Onganaga with Woods on his left hand. It is a 3rd down 13. Back. He's got time. Now he changed out of the pocket. Running for his life. He's got a man up short. He's going to be hit. He is going to be dropped. Bringing him down, Gavin Spengler with another outstanding tackle.
Gavin Spengler with his 2nd big tackle of that drive, and that is going to be the drive killer right there. Great job by the Raven defense. forcing Baker to punt on the first possession of the game. The pressure was good because the trigger to that play was the coverage by the Ravens secondary. He had nowhere to go with that football.
Yeah, going to that nickel package, you had an extra defensive back and were able to really do a good job on the back end with Tyler Tierney over the top.
Kenyon Sanders has ended up punted away for Baker. Wildcats standing at their own 10-yard line for the boot. The snap is back. It's nearly blocked, but it is high. It is spinning, and the Ravens are going to make the fair catch at the 43-yard line. Little contact is it is going to be brought down for Benedictine on the punt return by Austin Buteau. So for Benedictine, outstanding field position to begin their initial drive of the game. Gus, this is just, if you were sitting in the Amino, you're drawing up, you know, the plan for this game, the script for the game, this is how you want it to start.
Yeah, you're pretty okay with forcing Baker to punt the ball in the first possession. Now, here goes the Raven offense.
Garrett Kettle, quarterback, running back to his right hand, BC, at their own 44. Kettle is back, looks right, nothing there, looks left, nothing there. Tucks, runs, picks up two.
That time coming up to make the stop. The defensive end, Marcus Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore out of Tempe, Arizona, collects his 27th tackle of the year. And we're starting to get maybe a little bit of a feel for the game plan today. The Ravens in a little bit of a hurry-up. Hazuga checking out of the ball game, back in for Benedictine will come Buteau.
Ravens are going to go trips left, running back. On the left hand of Kittle is going to be Rayshon. He's back in the ballgame. Motion to the right, and John back to the left now. Todd's going to take the handoff, cut into the middle, get across the 45 and up near the midfield mark. He's going to pick up about four more on that second down carry, where Cannon Karn, you talked about him, Gus, Holton High School grad, makes the stop.
Yeah, Cannon Karn, a freshman for Baker, out of Holton, having a really good season. 52 tackles, the number two tackler on this team, and he's done a great job settling himself in at that linebacker position.
Benedictine, just short of the midfield mark, facing a third down and five with 11:15 to go here in the scoreless opening quarter. Looking to the near side, quarterback Garrett Kettle. He's going to bring Jayshon Todd toward the middle. He's back to throw, looking right, throwing right, has a man. It's going to be caught. Trey turns it up, picks up the first down, pumped out of bounds inside the 45-yard line, and Benedictine will go first and 10.
That time, Trey Adler was being guarded by Mitch Henry, and I'm going to tell you, Mitch is a great athlete out there, but he's never seen that kind of speed crossing his face. Coming up to make the stop, Zach Morgan from the strong safety position, but the Ravens move the chains on the first possession of the game, and they'll have a first and 10 at the 41.
Ravens are going to go wide left with Pete Cadena. They're going to put a slot man out there. It's going to be Austin Buteau, quarterback back. Now he's over to the right side and picking up a little short yardage coming out of the backfield. It looks like Jayshon.
That time Mitchell Henry came up and made the stop. And for Mitchell, it's going to be his second tackle of the game, 40th of the season. And now the Ravens going to go to a little more of a traditional look. You're going to see Rayshon in, Gathright in, also coming in over there, Harry O'Neill.
Trey is very wide to the left side. Gathright is going to be in a slot left. Quarterback is going to go under center. It's a second down, seventh call for Benedictine. Inside the 40-yard line of Baker. Quarterback will turn. Hand off. Here goes your running back. He will bust inside the 35-yard line, and Rayshon Mills takes it down to about the 34.
That time coming up to make the stop was Cannon Karn. He was the first guy in there. Mitchell Henry also in on the stop. A couple big seven guys with a combo tackle. We're at the 9:45 mark of the first quarter. It's Benedictine now looking at a third and two on their first possession.
Ravens bringing in what I would call the speed package. You've got Hazuga, you've got Todd, and you've also got Gathright. All wide side. Todd will stay in the backfield. Quarterback will make the pitch. Here comes Jayshon. He's looking to get to the edge, and he's going to be tripped up. Will not get to the corner, and he's going to be short gust. I think the Ravens are in four down territory.
Yeah, Jayshon Lewis made the stop on the play right there for Baker.
Last week, how about that against Missouri Valley? Benedictine did some great things. 25 first downs, but they were also 2 of 2 on fourth downs. It's a fourth and two, and the Ravens are going to go for it. They're at the Baker 33-yard line. Jayshon is going to stay in the backfield. Quarterback will take it. Keep it himself. Garrett, left side. First down, Benedictine inside the 30. He's 27.
Great job by Garrett Kettle on that play. He Brady faked to Jay Sean. All the action went to Todd. They figured the fast guy was going to pick up the yardage. Instead, going around the left end was Garrett Kettle picking up the first down, continuing this drive. Ravens will have it first and 10 at the 27-yard line.
Benedictine's going to bring Harry Balke into the game, the big 6'4" freshman out of San Diego. It's a first and 10 Ravens. Benedictine moving the football on their first possession of the afternoon. Jay Sean will go first left, then right. Quarterback Kettle will throw it over to Jay Sean out of the backfield. He's at the 30, cuts to the middle of the 25, leans down to the 22-yard line. Nice little run after the catch. Mitch Henry and Nathan Spain, guy out of the Thunderbirds, right up the road here at Free State.
Number 3, Golf, Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas. About the same size, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe 8-man, maybe 6A. First and 10. Second down, about a half a dozen for Benedictine. Ravens inside the 25-yard line. QB back, and here's the pitch again. And this time, there is nowhere for Damon Wagon to go.
That time, Damon Wagon took the pitch, turned to the left, and that time, it was B.J. Harvey on the stop. B.J., the leading tackler on this Baker defense, coming in with 53 tackles, a junior out of Shawnee Mission Northwest.
Ravens are going to rethink that play. Wagon will come back off the field. He says, don't do that to me anymore. And back in for Benedictine, Trey Adger. Adger to the left, two receivers to the right. Benedictine's going to have a Peyton Hazuga in the game down. He'll go to the left side as well. 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens looking at a third down 10 at the Baker 27-yard line. Long count. Garrett Kettle back to throw. Steps up, fires a BB. Over the middle, Scott. Here's Trey. He'll break a tackle, cut inside, get the first down. Trey's down near the 10-yard line. It's a first down, Benedictine, to the Ravens. Moving the football, that's Cannon Kern again. But wait, a marker down, and the Ravens are going to be called for a hold.
Yeah, that ball, or that penalty marker thrown right where the quarterback let go of the football. It's going to be a hold against your left tackle.
So the first penalty of the ball game is going to be assessed against Benedictine. 7 minutes to play here in Baldwin City in the opening quarter. Ravens and Baker are scoreless right now. Last week, the Ravens, a half a dozen penalties, 57 yards. But just this is a big one, not just the 10 yards, but the first down and the momentum.
Yeah, and the Ravens are kind of in that gray area right now. You're a little too close to punt. You're a little far for a field goal. So, again, maybe look to pick up at least half on this one and set yourself up with fourth and manageable.
Third down at about 20 for BC. And Garrett on the QB draw will dance ahead, and he is – for some reason, he's just going to go feet first after picking up 5 yards. There was nobody very close to him. Cannon Karn was the nearest defender, and he's going to get credit for that tackle.
And so now the Ravens,
I think they're going to punt this away, Matt.
Yeah, it's going to be Heinrich coming out.
So Matt Heinrich with a line of scrimmage at 35-yard line. Matt has kicked 6 out inside the 20-yard line this year. He's going to be angling, I think, for that left corner. Single man is back for Baker, and he's back at the 5-yard line. There's your boot. It is high and hanging, and it will bounce and kick into the end zone. And so a poorly executed punt for the Ravens that goes into the end zone, and
well,
Baker's going to get it back.
How many times do we see the Ravens do that, right? So it was angled to the left. The return man ran to the right. Everybody ran down the field to the right side going after the return man. The ball bounced at the goal line and through the back.
So Baker dodges the bullet. They're going to get the football back. We're 6 minutes to go in a scoreless opening quarter here in Baldwin City, and glad to have you along with us. College football, basketball later. College football.
You're a few hours away from basketball.
Yeah, we've got a big day with Benedictine women and men's basketball coming up here on K-Radio a little later this afternoon and evening. First and 10 Wildcats. QB will hand off a little late. Handoff goes over to JD. He'll try to sweep around to the left side, get to the edge, and Gus, what JD does is he rides the berm over there, okay? Stays just barely a step in play. Finally, Brian Barrera kicks him out of bounds on the far side, and ultimately a gain of only about 4 yards on that carry. But when you're that close, if you take one step over, you're out of bounds, but that defender's closing in, it's very easy to be called for a late hit.
Yeah, and JD was just a smart runner out there in his fifth season with Baker. He had the one season with Missouri Western, so... All right, let's do the math. If he's been in school 6 years, he's got to be 24?
4 or 5 years old. Yeah, exactly right. Quarterback has got to be back to throw, rolling left. Pursued. And he releases the ball downfield. He's got a man wide open, and it's nearly intercepted and incomplete. He was looking deep over the middle. but could not pick up J.D. Woods downfield. How about the coverage by Davion Drayton out of Hazelwood East in St. Louis?
Yeah, Davion Drayton was looking for his second interception of the season. Now the Ravens are going to make a switch on that front line. They're going to take Glasser out. They're going to bring Dwayne Lacy into the ballgame. Dwayne Lacy, the 6'2" senior out of DeKalb, Illinois.
It is a third down, 6 Baker. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Wildcats have the football at their own 24-yard line. Quarterback Aganaga with the bright orange shoes is back to throw. Looking left, looking left. Steps up in the pocket. He is hit. He is going to be sacked again, the third tackle for a loss for that Raven defense today. Gavin Spangler.
Gavin Spangler was the first defender back there, able to help collapse the pocket. Then coming in to clean it up, Brian Barrera, the junior out of Santa Clarita, California. And the Ravens, how about this? On two possessions, Baker will be looking at their second punt of the day. Austin Buteau will settle in somewhere around his own 45-yard line.
And Benedict is very confused on the punt return. It's a little disappointing to see that in game 8 on the season. They're still shuffling guys in who's not certain if they're supposed to be there or not. Snap is back, the punt nearly blocked, but again, it is high, it is very short. And it's going to land out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Benedictine will be at the Baker 39. Gus, a 15-yard punt right there.
Yeah, and for the Baker punter coming into the ballgame, Canyon Sanders, that's the greatest punter in the world, averages about 34 a game, but, again, doesn't punt often. And so the Ravens, with excellent starting field position, they're going to start this somewhere around where they almost ended their last possession, right?
The Ravens' last possession was ultimately killed by the holding penalty. They had picked up a first down to the 10-yard line, had it called back, and that stalled the drive. See if the Ravens can clean that up here, first and 10 to the 39-yard line, beginning in Baker territory. Running back is going to be Rayshon. QB's back, rolling right. Kettle rolling right, throwing right, and it's going to be caught and juggled and dropped out of bounds. Looking for Trey Adger here on the near side, the Benedictine bench sideline.
Yeah, that time they were looking for Trey Adger over here on the near side. Had it, but as he flips the ball to try to tuck it away, couldn't quite hold on to it. An incomplete pass will bring up second and 10 at the 4:28 mark of the first quarter. A quarter that I feel like is racing away from us.
It's moving fast. Buteau will fill the slot. Adger wide near side. Wing to the left, wide receiver to the left. Rayshon in the backfield. Garrett back to throw. Rayshon stays in the block. The lob, the deep pass. He wants Trey, and Trey goes up and catches it. He's out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Trey Adger, like he did last week with the cannon pass, goes up over the top of Bryson Briggs, a cornerback, takes the ball away. It's first and goal, Benedictine.
Yeah, Joel's got to be thrilled with the way that Garrett Kettle executed that pass. He had a lot of faith in his wide receiver, and Garrett threw up a pass that probably had a low percentage of being caught, but a great job by Trey high-pointing that ball, pulling it in. First and goal for the Ravens at the 5-yard line on their second possession of the afternoon.
And the Ravens empty the backfield. Garrett Kettle will be back. Motion will go to left. Now they're going to put Rayshon back there to his left hand. Hand off to Mills. Rayshon in the middle. Spins, twists, turns, scores. Touchdown, Ravens! Rayshon Mills goes in from 5 yards out. And at 3:49 to go in the opening quarter, Benedict broken out on top, 6-0.
Love that play right there. Don't overthink it, right? Just hand off to the running back, a little base play up the middle, and let your big guys go to work. And that time, leading the way, yeah, that's the road grader. Zion Mathis, your center right there, pushing his defender into the end zone, and the Ravens get on the board first.
In Benedictine, whose kicking game has been very interesting, kind of a soap opera during the course of the season. They're out there with Matt Heinrich. To put a tune to it, it will be held by quarterback Garrett Kettle. It's taken the officials a long time to get everyone aligned and ready for this point after effort. Matt Heinrich, 6'4", out of Bakersfield, California. And now the officials stop play again. And now we're going to get back to it. Your long snapper is Zach Filippi. The snap perfect. The placement is good. The kick airborne and true. And we've got a timeout of the field. 3:49 to go in the opening quarter in Baldwin City. It's Benedictine 7, Baker nothing.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Colin Bruner takes it away for Benedict, and it's going to be taken by A.J. Tata, who comes straight up field, and he's going to be down at the 30-yard line. So the Wildcats will begin their third possession of the ball game. First and 10 at their own 30-yard line, but Benedict is in front, 7-0.
Yeah, right now the Ravens are playing really good on both sides of the ball, right? I think we heard from Coach Osborne in the pregame that, again, you got to win the turnovers. That's going to be kind of the key to this game. So far, they stayed away from the turnovers. You know what they've won? Is the field of possession right now.
No question about it. This whole game has been played on the Baker half of the field. Here come the Wildcats and quarterback Aganaga. Fires one left side, and it's going to be caught over the middle. And again, he goes to Nate Pauley, the junior from Garden Plain. And he's going to be very close to the first down marker. Make it a gain of 9, 2nd and 1. Jalen James. Jalen, wherever the ball's at, that's where you'll find Jalen James. In the backfield, at the line of scrimmage, or in this case, 9 yards downfield.
Yeah, Jalen James right now, 67 tackles coming into the day. 20 tackles ahead of the number 2 tackler for Benedictine. So it looks like Jalen's going to lead Ravens in tackles 4 of the last 5 years.
2nd down 1. Expect this one to go into the hands of JD. There it is. They'll hand off. He'll go straight ahead, bust through, gets across the 40, 45, and up to the 49-yard line. Up a quick 10-yard burst and a marker at the point of tackle.
That time, the Ravens going to be whistled for the face mask penalty. As J.D. was going to the ground, you saw his head kind of rip back a little bit.
Because we talked about when we were over in Fayette, it's as close as we are ever to the field of play to broadcast the game. That is now no longer accurate.
Yeah, you know. We're much closer this time.
We are much closer. We are here at the top of the visitor's stand, hey, outdoors and enjoying the day.
The day progresses like this, you think they'll ever let us be on this side again?
Never. Nope. The advance of the football with that penalty is going to go deep into rim and territory, all the way to the Benedictine 36-yard line after that personal foul. Quarterback Aganaga. Janie Woods behind him. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Now the quarterback is going to change the play up at the line of scrimmage. Comes back under center again. He will rotate, turn, handoff, running back, gaping hole, left side, 30. Down to the 25-yard line as he spins and twists and turns, and that's not Aganaga. In fact, that's Jordan Green. We talked about him because in the drive down here today, a running back, or rather a wide receiver, who carries the ball a lot.
Yeah, you know, taking a look at Jordan Green, last week carried the ball 13 times for 48 yards. This season, he's carried it 70 times. So you got the wide receiver, plays a little running back, can kind of the do-it-all guy right now for Baker.
And it is going to be another 1st and 10 for the Wildcats now at the Benedictine 26. The handoff, the same play, the same way, and the same result. Busted up the field outside. J.D. breaks another tackle, 15, and runs away from the defender. Backpedals as quickly as he can. Does not want to get hit, and he's going to go out of bounds with another 1st down.
Yeah, that time J.D. Woods with a big stiff arm against Davion Drayton. Then got out there into the open space and saw Jalen coming and said, yeah, no, thank you, and steps out of bounds. It'll be a 1st down for Baker. Now, again, they'll have it in kind of my favorite spot. It'll be a 1st and 10 at the 13-yard line, so they can still pick up one more 1st down before having to score the touchdown.
And this trip downfield for Baker, Gus, they've run 2 plays, and both of them are straight ahead up off tackle. Quarterback, motion will go to the left side, and he's just going to be an extra blocker over here in the wing. There's movement in the middle, penalty markers all over the place. The head up is going to go to J.D. Again, he bounces outside, and Ravens are going to stop him along the line of scrimmage, but I think there was an encroachment.
Yeah, that time they got off on the left side, the defensive end, getting into the neutral zone before the ball was snapped. They'll get Baker 5 yards here.
Right, they're going to argue, of course, that they were lured. But it is going to be a five-yard penalty against Benedictine and Gus. The Ravens' penalties have been important penalties. They've been consequential penalties so far this afternoon. Minute 47 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it 7-0, but Baker is threatening. It is first and 5 down at the Raven 8-yard line. They are moving the football. BC now is bringing everybody up into the box. Motion will go to the left. Handoff is going to go straight ahead. And this time, there's nothing for Jordan Green. The Ravens said, we think you're going to run. They thought right. Spangler with a tackle. There's no gain, maybe the loss of a yard or two.
All right, anytime they're going to bring Jordan Green into the backfield, he's going to run the ball, right? He's not just back there as window dressing, if you will. They're going to hand him the ball, and this time they're going to keep him in there, and I expect to probably see him motion him out of the backfield. Aganaga taking a long time looking over to the far sideline trying to get the play call in.
They've stopped the clock, though, so he's got plenty of time. 15 on the play clock. We're down to a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. 7-0, Benedictine in front. Wide to the right side is Nate Pauley. He has been Aganaga's primary target today. In the backfield, though, Jordan Green. We'll see if he handles it. He does not. Quarterback's back. He is hit. He is spun. He is sacked at the 17 by Jalen James. The third tackle of Aganaga for a loss.
And Aganaga is going to have to come out for this play. His helmet flew off, and this is a big play. And if I'm Baker, I'd probably burn a timeout not to lose Aganaga on this third down call.
The ball is pushed back. They're going to spot it at the 16-yard line, 3rd and 13. We're in the last minute now of the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it 7-0. Looking over to the far sideline is going to be Caleb. Is that Caleb Warren 13?
Yep.
Caleb Nelson is the freshman backup quarterback out of Olathe North High School. Big guy at 6'3". Looks especially big because Aganaga is so small at 5'11". And now there's the Baker timeout. You expected it. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, with half a minute to go in the opening quarter. This timeout is strictly to let Aganaga come back into the game.
Yeah, I think head coach Jason Thorin looked out there and said, I don't like the chances that my freshman quarterback is going to do, and you've got to score right here because field goal kicking for Baker this season has been the wild ride that field goal kicking is. So, again, they've got a true freshman out of Perry LeCompton that looks like he's going to maybe kick today, but he was knocking PATs off the upright, so I don't think they're completely sold on their kicking game. They're going to bring Aganaga back in on this 3rd and 13 call. Ball all the way back to the 16.
If you're trailing in this game and you find the momentum has kind of gotten away from you, you want your best 11 out here. When you've got to, well, you've got to consider a scoring opportunity inside the 15-yard line.
Now, so many times you would think that the ball is going to go to, you know, Marco Aganaga throwing the ball on the 3rd and 13. I'm not so sure of that when you have a running back like J.D. Woods, who is the all-time rushing leader in NAIA history.
Raven defense on the field and back out into the game is going to come Aganaga. J.D. Woods is going to be split out to a receiver spot. Nobody in the backfield with Aganaga, and he's back to throw. Pressure on. Pass over the middle is batted away, and it is incomplete. What a job by Connor Walker. Because we watched him warming up before the game. Connor's got big and strong, and he used those long arms there to slap that ball out.
That time they were looking for J.D. Woods on a little bit of a post pattern into the end zone, and great job getting a hand up there, knocking that football away. And this is not going to be the kicker that we anticipated.
No, they have come up with another new kicker. It is a 34-yard field goal. It is down. It is up, and it is looks like something I would have done. It is not even close. And the Ravens hold on to the shutout with 24 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
Dan Mikhailo was the guy who kicked that field goal. Coming into the game, he was 2-3, now 2-4 on field goal opportunities this year. And Benedictine will get the ball back.
Here comes the Raven offense. What an outstanding opening quarter it has been for Benedictine here today. Ravens in front, 7-0. Probably one more play to go here in this first quarter. I'm going to trade you paperwork, if I may.
Yeah, let's do that.
Last guy coming in is Will Krenzer, the big sophomore left guard out of Creighton Prep. Quarterback Garrett Kettle, single man in the backfield with him. Turns, looks, Wraparound handoff, no. Back to throw. Lots of time. Now Kettle will get the short pass away. It'll be taken on the near side by Rayshon. He'll be bumped out of bounds. We'll stop the clock. 17 seconds to play in the opening quarter.
That time, Cannon Carnes. We talked about the freshman out of Holton makes the stop on the play, but a nice job right there by Garrett Kettle. He could have run with it, picked up one or two instead. Floats the ball out there into the flat. Let's Rayshon pick up some yardage, and the Ravens are looking at now a second and three, and they do not have to snap the ball if they don't want to here.
At the, where are we at? About the 27-yard line. 4 seconds, three. Kettle will take the snap. Play action's back. Fires deep. Going left. And it is going to be overshot, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. And he had a wide, wide, wide open receiver. We'll talk about it when we come back. First quarter is in the book in Baldwin City. It's Benedictson 7. Baker, nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're set to go to the second quarter. This afternoon's Benedictine football game on Care Radio with the Ravens in front of Baker University. 7-0. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. Great job, as always, Joseph. Gus Couch with me here. And now, Gus, Benedictine misses a scoring opportunity with that last play of the opening quarter. Quarterback here, Kettle back, first play of the second, and his pass is right through the hands of Jayshon Todd and incomplete.
Yeah, going back to that last play right before the end of the, or right at the end of the quarter, what happened was Garrett Kettle dropped back, and he had a whole bunch of nine routes going. He had three guys on vertical. The problem was the safety bailed early, expecting that ball to go to Trey. There was nobody in the middle of the field. All you had to do was loft it out there, and Buteau was going to walk in from about 70 yards out.
Ravens in to punt the football away. Heinrich to kick, and it is Jaleel Lafitte for Baker at his own 34-yard line. Here's the punt. It's a nice one. High, hanging, now dies a little bit. It'll bounce to the 40. Huge Raven bounce to the 35, down to the 30. Rolls dead at the 29-yard line. That was an outstanding effort on a kick. Because it was unreturnable.
Yeah, great job right there by quarterback by your punter Heinrich. A 45-yard punt right there for the Ravens. And for Baker, here they go with possession number 4 of the afternoon.
Their last possession has to be a tremendous disappointment to them as they were able to march the football downfield, got all the way inside the Raven 10-yard line, and came up empty. And here comes Baker back out of the field. Quarterback is Aganaga. J.D. Woods is back in at the running back spot. You notice J.D. was not out there a lot in the late going of that last possession. They had gone to Jordan Green, but J.D. Woods in at the running back spot. Quarterback is under center. Handoff is going to go to J.D. Puts his head down, goes straight ahead. He gets a couple.
Jalen James, one of the first guys in there on the stop. Also, Eric Chavez, a freshman out of Lancaster, California.
Here's the J.D. Woods running style, okay? I'm not an offensive guru, but I can tell you what I see. James takes the handoff, runs straight ahead as hard as he can into the line, hopes he can find any kind of room and keep running. Otherwise, he just runs into the arms of the defender or whoever is in front of him at the time. It is a second down 7 call. And quarterback is back to throw, fires one, running back coming out of the backfield is going to be bumped out of bounds along the near side. Again, they go to Nate Pauley. Nate's going to pick up about 5 yards, and Baker is now 3rd and 3. Tyler Tierney, good to see him playing well.
Yeah, Tyler Tierney doing a great job coming downhill, making the tackle. And Aganaga is a high percentage pass completion guy. because he likes to throw those short passes, get the ball out into space, let those playmakers make plays. And that time, it's exactly what he did with Nate Pauley. It brings up third and two now for Baker. Third down and a pair at their own 37-yard line. They got to get to the 39. They drop the Benedictine defense for the second time today, and they're going to pick it up on the carry, but Gus, that is the second time that Aganaga has been able to outfox the Raven defensive front line.
Yeah, that time your defensive end is just getting a little antsy, getting across the football a little early. And for Baker, the bigger question is, he probably decline this and
sure.
keep JD's yards?
Yeah, JD will want the yards, even though it will give them a little less movement downfield, I suspect.
No, they're going to take JD's four and pick up the five.
There you go. First and 10, Baker and Gus. What is that, the third or fourth Benedictine penalty already this afternoon?
Yeah, they've got a couple offside penalties and then the one big holding on the very first drive of the game. For Baker, they've been pretty clean so far this afternoon.
Again, Raymond's only five penalties for 54 yards last week. It is first and 10, Wildcats at their own 42. QB is back, looks left, throws left, has a man downfield, and it's going to be overshot. Almost picked off again. He's looking for Nate Pauley, but Josh Morris is down there. Gus, here is the thing for Benedictine. This is a rare day when Josh Morris has a size advantage over the guy he's covering.
Yeah, that time he matches up really well with Nate Pauley. Pauley, not the biggest guy out there, 5'8", 170, the junior. We talked out of Garden playing Kansas, couldn't come up with that ball. And right now, Aganaga, we'll get the stats out here in just a little bit. Aganaga not hitting on as high a percentage as he's used to.
We would like to be able to provide you stats more easily, but it's a less simple out here today sitting at the top of the stands. 13:20 to go in the half. Handoff is going to go to JD. He'll bounce outside, pick up yardage just short of midfield, give him five where Gavin Spangler. What a day already for Gavin.
Aganaga out there having an issue with the official. He's got his hand around the official telling him something that maybe he sees is Marco now looking at a third and four for the Baker offense. Things not coming as easily this afternoon for the Wildcats.
But here's the deal. Marco's just a nice guy. He's out there trying to help the referee, you know, helping him see things that he thinks he should be seeing, which may or may not actually, in fact, exist.
Raven's going to bring Zach Gill into the ballgame.
Third down, five. Wildcats, the pass over the middle is going to be caught on a little tunnel screen inside the Raven 45, down to the 43. That was an Avion Drayton tackle and a first and 10 for Baker. Was that tunnel screen? Is that fair?
Yeah, it might be a little more of a slant because your wide receiver, your lineman didn't get down the field quick enough. What happened was your wide receiver did a great job just getting underneath Davion Drayton, knew that he didn't need a whole lot of yardage to pick up. First and 10 for Baker. They've got it at the 12:40 mark here, the first half. The ball on the 43-yard line.
Raven defense has given up some yards today, but they have given up no points. Benedictine in front, 7-0. 12.5 to go in the half. Here's a straight-ahead run, and not much there for Jordan Green. Last week, Green, again, you mentioned it earlier, 13 carries, 48 yards, a senior wide receiver out of Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Joe Burke, along with Dwayne Lacy, make the stop on the play for the Ravens. And they'll bring up a second and let's call it seven.
Second down and seven at the Raven 40-yard line. Right now, Baker, with what little breeze there is here this afternoon at their back, and they're taking a world of time again in the huddle, looking over to the coaching sideline, and they've already used one timeout so far in this first half. Play clock is down single digits. Marco Aganaga, the quarterback, hands off. Straight ahead goes J.D., and he is not going to get to the first down. Gains a couple of more yards. And, again, such an interesting running style to me. Isaac Anderson with a nice tackle for the Raven defensive line.
Well,
he just runs bolt hill into the middle.
Yeah, but the thing about J.D. Woods is he's not very tall. He's kind of stockily built. And what happens is you talk about, yeah, he hits the middle, but he's also got good breakaway speed. So he'll pinball off a couple guys. Next thing you know, he'll be into clean space, and then he's running away from you. That is the J.D. Woods style, and right now, Raven's doing a good job of keeping him capped and not allowing those receivers to take the top off just yet.
Third down, four. QB back, looks left, gets it on the jet sweep, over to the left side, and again they go to Nate Pauley, and he is going to be close to that first down marker, and they're going to say, move the stick, just enough to pick up the first down. I cannot quite believe how huge Nate Pauley is
to this Baker team. I think I underestimated that he's touching the ball on 2 of 4 plays.
Yeah, we talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show. Keys to the game is don't lose the focus of this ball game on J.D. Woods, because he is such a great running back, that Baker has some of those subsidiary pieces that come together and just make this offense work. You talk about Pauly, you talk about Green, and A.J. Todd as the other guy. And Baker, how about this? Coach Thorne going to burn his second timeout with 10:37 left here in the second quarter.
Yep, they didn't have a play in. There were still 6 on the play clock. They could not get it done. We're going to take a break. 10:37 to go in the opening half in Baldwin City. Your score remains Benedictine 7, Baker nothing.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
So as we return, Baker runs a quick first down play, handing it off to J.D. And Wood says, Gus, what you talked about, hits the middle, pinballs off a couple of guys, spins around, elusive, hard to get a handle on to tackle him. Not that big, but he's difficult to grab. He's going to end up picking up about 8 on a first down run straight up the middle. The ball is at the Benedictine 23-yard line, second down and 2 for the Wildcats. Baker moving the football inside 10 minutes to go now in the first half. Ravens in front 7-0. Aga-naga. Very long count. Again, hands off to J.D. He gets away from the first defender, breaks into the middle, and is going to be hit and hit a couple more times, pushed out of bounds, close to the 10-yard line. He's going to have another first and 10. And that time, Gus, the D lineman got over there, but again, he was just too slippery.
Yeah, what happened was Isaac Anderson tried to hit J.D. up top, and Woods liked that, able to bounce off of it, pick up some good yardage, and finally coming over there was Davion Drayton, able to make a submarine tackle, and that is how you have to bring J.D. Woods to the ground.
Well, you don't have to worry about J.D. on this down. He's back out of the ball game as they substitute for him, Jordan Green. It is a first and 10, the ball around the 12-yard line. Handoff will go to Green. He'll start right, cut left, get down to the 10. Slows down, slow walks into the middle, and finally he's going to be picked up and drug back as he comes up short of the 5-yard line. The defensive play by Adam Wilvers for Benedictine. And just Jordan Green, J.D. Woods, similar in size and similar in style as well. But I'm a little surprised. Is J.D. getting fewer carries because at 25 he's so old and beat up that, you know, you try to save him a little bit maybe?
Yeah, I think is what you try to do is you try to save him till a little later in the game and then try to turn him loose when the defense is tired, and then he can kind of break off some of those bigger runs. You've seen more of Jordan Green this season.
Tywan Lewis to the right, Nate Pauly to the left. It is going to be a second down 4 call for Baker. Quarterback, hands off left side, angling for the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats! Getting into the end zone is Jordan Green, and Baker is a PAT away from tying it up.
Yeah, and for Baker, on their fourth possession of the game, you got to remember, this thing started back at the end of the first quarter. They're able to take it into the second quarter and score at the 8:35 mark, and I think for Coach Thorne, that's the kind of possession that he would like. Take some time off the clock and cap it off with the touchdown run.
There was something that happened on that play, and Coach Osborne, halfway out of the field, and he is still chewing on the referee, who's kind of motioning to him down. He went over to the far side of the field, away from the coach. PAT is down and up, and did he scoot it through? Just inside the upright. We got a timeout and a tie game. 8:35 to go in the opening half in Baldwin. Benedictine 7, Baker 7.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, Bradley Rob, getting set to kick it away for Baker as they have tied the game.
Now, remember in pregame we watched Rob. He was about a 35-yard kick kind of a guy. So watch for a shallow kick, and the Ravens expecting that here.
A little bit of a breeze at his back, but it's so little it's pretty much inconsequential. Ravens return men are up around the 10 and 15-yard line. The advance, and there's the kick, and it is not very deep. It'll be fielded by the Ravens right on the 10-yard line, straight ahead to the 15-20. Trey will bounce to the outside. Adger cuts back into the middle, gets to the 30. Trey Adger, what a return by Trey as he gets all the way up across the 30-yard line. Nice coverage and an extremely extended pursuit and block on the far side, well beyond the scope of that play.
Saw a little Wallace out there, one of the lead blockers for the Ravens on that kickoff. And now, Benedictine will start what is going to be their fourth possession of their afternoon.
In the backfield for Benedictine, Rayshon Mills is going to be your running back. Quarterback Garrett Kittle, the senior from California. Receivers to the left side. Garrett slides down, keeps himself, cuts back in the middle. He'll get a yard or two, not much more than that, as he was looking for a little bit of a room, trying to follow the block of Harry Balke into the middle, but there was not much space. Nathan Spain out of Free State with the tackle on the play.
Now watch over here on the near sideline is Rayshon Mills is going to check out, kind of tweak that ankle or something maybe. He's kind of standing there trying to work it out a little bit. They're going to bring Damon Weigand in for this second down call.
And he's talking to Patrick over here on the near side who will take good care of him. It is second down 8 for Benedictine. Kettle, the snap, back to throw. Steps up, going deep, fielded too far for Trey. Trey had drawn double coverage, and that pass was all the way down to the 20-yard line. That ball was over 50 yards in the air, and it will go incomplete. And now, just as a result of going for the home run, the Ravens unsuccessful in that. Look at a third down and 8, third down and not manageable.
Yeah, that time you were trying to take the top off of it, get another big play. And the problem was, Trey has turned into, did you ever think you'd say this? Trey's kind of turned into a possession-type receiver where you throw it up, let him go get it over the defender. That time you tried to throw it out in front of him and let him run under it, and he wasn't able to get there.
Ravens are going to go to a triangle on the left side and a single man to the right on this third down and very long call. Baker's not had a penalty today. QB's back, pressure's on. BB pass over the middle and a diving catch. It across the 45. And I thought that could have been a targeting call as Peyton Hazuga with the catch and a Baker defender goes headlong at him, hits him while he's on the ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have thought at least contact with the head and neck area. That time, Bryson Briggs, who's having a bad afternoon, right? Gives up a play right there. He's the one who gave up the big catch down the field to Trey Adger. I think he's probably a little frustrated out on the field. First and 10 for the Ravens, 7:20 left here in the first half.
BC move the football. We're a tie game. QB back, fires it into traffic, and again, Hazuga in the middle of the field catches it for 7. B.J. Harvey. He's a Johnny Mission Northwest kid for the Wildcats, making a tackle on the play. He'll bring up a second down. They're going to give him only 6. Second down, 4 for the Ravens. Because I never did care for that pass. That is such a high-risk pass because you are throwing the football into a whole lot of people.
Yeah, and especially with your defensive lineman there. Somebody gets a hand up in the air, that ball scoots straight up into a field full of defenders. But Ravens able to pull it off. Second down and short.
Okay, the unicorn has walked into the stadium, and as quarterback Garrett Kettle falls down, I was almost distracted because for the first time in years, the conference commissioner of the Heart of America is on hand here today. 6:28 to go. In the first half. Yeah, that was my reaction. Wowzer.
with the loss on the play, it was going to bring up now a 3rd and 10 for the Raven offense at their own 46, 6:13 left here in the first half. Raven's going to go 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left.
Single man in the backfield. Now they're going to break out of that and going to send Chase Shotton over to a slot to the right side. 3rd down, 10 call. Garrett Kittle back. Steps up, looks right, throws right, gets it away, and it is going to be Gathright immediately tackled. Gathright, instead of utilizing his speed, thought he would slow down and elude the defender, but Mitchell Henry making a very fundamentally strong tackle. The old Thunder guy.
Yeah, Gathright, the guy who needs to utilize that speed, right? Run away from that defender. Put a lot of grass between you and that defender. That time he tried to stop, and he was just going to try to shake Mitch Henry and try to get inside of him. Instead, it'll bring up a 4th down and a punt for Benedictine. This will be their third of the afternoon.
Watching Mitch play high school athletics, I thought he was a better basketball player than football player. Here's a punt away. That is a beautiful kick, high and hanging it. Bear caught at the 5 and dropped, but picked back up at the 10. Cutting into the middle and down at the 14-yard line. That was a foolish effort by the return man for Baker to go after that ball, but he was lucky to be able to maintain possession. We've got 5:13 to go in the half. We are tied at 7.
That time, the long snapper, Zach Falefi, gets down there and makes the stop on the play. He's a sophomore out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas.
Bishop Gorman, who you see constantly on all of the national shows.
You remember Tate Martell
yeah.
was a QB1 out of yeah. Bishop Gorman.
Yeah, absolutely. 1st and 10, Wildcats Baker at their own 14-yard line, 5:10 to go here before intermission. It's a 7-7 ball game. Single running back out of backfield. Long count quarterback, hands off J.D. He'll cut to the left side, worms his way through the line of scrimmage and picks up about 5. The Ravens have done a good job of keeping J.D. Wood from breaking the big one, but he's still got some yardage. Brian Barrera of the Ravens will make a tackle here. Rolling along inside, 5 minutes to go in the half. Baker looking at a 2nd down, 6. Ball now on their own 18-yard line. I would say, Gus, that, you know, now we're outside and we could fully see the scope of the attendance here today. There may be as many fans for Benedictine as for Baker here this afternoon. And I don't get that on a beautiful day and on a senior day here for the home team, but the Raven fans have traveled well. Here's the pass over to the left flat and a diving effort. Does he catch it? I can't believe they're going to call that a completion, and they will. They're going to say he hauls it in at the 21-yard line, but he's still short of the 1st down. It is now a stopped clock, 4:29 to go in the half. It's set 3rd down and a couple of yards.
Baker this afternoon, 2 of 5 on 3rd down opportunities. Javi Bloomquist will check out. For Benedictine, they're going to bring this senior Tyler Wilson back in at the linebacker spot.
He's a big guy, Tyler is. 6'2", what, 225, 30, 35, something like that. Big, strong linebacker. Here's his 3rd down call for Baker. The handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll bust up the middle, pick up the 1st down, and has about 5 to spare. They will advance the chain. And Baker, because you've got to remember, they have only 1 timeout left. They've had to burn 2 so far in this half.
J.D. Woods now 12 carries on the afternoon, 75 yards. So with 75 yards, he's going to go over 1,000 yards rushing on the season.
Eric Chavez comes into the lineup for Benedictine, a freshman for the Ravens in at the nose tackle position. Baker 1st down at their own 28. 1st and 10, taking their time. Little handoff, a little reverse. Now they'll sweep to the right side and room at the 35, at the 40. Hit at the ankles and stood up and not allowed to go out of bounds. The official's going to stop the clock to advance the chains. It's up now to the 43-yard line, and that time, it was slow play, just all the way from one side to the other, and yet they were able to get it outside and turn up field for about 13 or 14.
Yeah, Josh Morris, though, saves what could have been a really big play out there, the cornerback staying home and able to make the stop on the play. At the 3:20 mark here in the first half, Baker with the football, a 1st and 10 at their own 43-yard line.
They'll go wide to the right side. That's going to be Kaywan Brooks. They're going to go slot right side with Paulie. 1st and 10, and the handoff will go to the backup running back. He starts right, cuts left inside, and Jordan Green is going to pick up a handful of yards. The ball pops loose, and the official said it is down by contact.
That time, the freshman out of Creighton Prep, Will Hurtado, comes up to make the stop for the Ravens. But again, the clock's starting to get away from Baker, and I think Baker is okay, with letting this clock get away. The one thing they don't want to do is give Benedictine one more opportunity with the football here in the first half.
It is a second down six for the Wildcats. They're at the 47-yard line, their own. 2.5 to go in the half. And again, remember, Baker has a single timeout left. It's a 7-7 ball game. Long count. Aga-Naga, the quarterback, will turn. Play action. Rolls right. Steps up. Throws the pass across his body. He's got a man wide open. Caught inside the 40-yard line and split in the defensive secondary. Jordan Green coming out of the backfield. Makes a catch inside the Benedictine 40-yard line.
Josh Morris over there was able to make the stop. But what happened was Aga-Naga rolls out to the right side. Waits. Then throws the ball all the way across the field over there to the left. And Green wide open. Able to make big yardage on that thing. 2:02 left here in the first half. Baker taking a lot of time trying to get this play underway.
Play clock at 15 now. And here comes the Wildcat offense. They've got J.D. Woods back into the running back. He'll move over to the right side of the quarterback. And they will give him the football. He will go into the middle. He will spin. He will be stopped short of the 35-yard line, picking up a couple of yards. And here's where the Ravens don't need to be in a big hurry to unpile and unstack. A minute 35 to go in the half.
Yeah, Eric Chavez makes the stop on the play right there for Benedictine and Baker.
They're going to huddle?
They're letting this thing go down to the 90-second mark. Benedictine has all three of their timeouts left.
7-7 ball game. Here comes Baker, second down, 8. All right, the Raven 37. QB back, looks right, throws right, has a man. What a defensive play for Benedictine by Javai Bloomquist. He got a hand in there, knocked it away from Nate Pauley, and broke that thing up.
What you got to remember about Javai Bloomquist, he's a freshman for the Ravens. Right now he's playing outside linebacker. He came to Benedictine as a safety, right? So he's really good in coverage. That time he shows off that ability. A minute 15 left here in the first half. It'll bring up a third down and now 8 for Baker. Baker hasn't been great on these third downs this afternoon.
We'll hear this Raven crowd around us. They're surrounding us. I bet we hear him making a little racket here on a third down and long call. Cheering on the Benedictine defense. The quarterback is back. Fires a BB over the middle. It's going to be caught wide open in the middle of the defense. Blake tackles at the 15. Hit the 10. At the 5. The Ravens failed to tackle. It's inside the 5-yard line. A spectacular run by Nate Pauley and an abysmal effort at making a stop by the Raven defense.
Yeah, what happened was, now the Ravens have a defensive end that's a little banged up. There you go. Lay down. Force the officials to stop this thing. So what happened was Nate Pauley caught the ball over the middle. The Ravens just kind of piled on him and thought he was going to fall down, but instead he keeps pulling forward, can't pull him forward, and then gets all the way down to the 2-yard line with a minute 4 left here in the first half. It'll be first and goal for Baker.
So the Wildcats did not need any extra timeouts. They still have that one that they were holding on to a little while ago. They still have it in their hip pocket. It's a 7-7 ball game. But that was an outstanding run by Nate Pauley as he got that ball and would not be tackled. I mean, he just kept driving and pulling away from defenders. They kept flailing at him and would never make a fundamental stop.
So Baker's going to have a first and goal at the 3. Last year against Benedictine, they got to the red zone twice, scored touchdowns on both of those possessions.
He's getting their player coming off the field under his own power. And here comes the Benedictine defense. 1:04 to go in the opening half at halftime. Stick around with us. We're going to get into it very quickly. We've got a great conversation. Benedictine's men's basketball coach, Ryan Moody. We're going to talk about the things going on at the Nolan tonight. Yeah, basketball there tonight. We're going to be back for that. There's all kinds of special events for Halloween for the kids and for the fans. And we're going to talk about that and more. Stick around at halftime for that great conversation. They've gone to the eye. Now, there's an offense. Aga-Naga hands off. JD's hit in the middle, and there's nothing for him. Spangler wraps him up from behind and throws him for a little while. Omega Tyler Tierney.
Yeah, that time the safety, Tyler Tierney, who loves to mix it up a little bit, gets up into the box, makes a stop. It's going to be now second and goal from the 3. 40 seconds left here in the first half.
Baker hustling up now. They're going to send 2 to the left side. There's only one cover man over there to cover the 2 of them. We're inside the last half a minute. Now we'll get a second defender to the outside. QB is back to throw, looking across his body, now running for his life, now running for the end zone, and he's going to walk in untouched. Ravens don't have enough speed to catch you from behind as he's being pursued by Isaac Anderson, and Isaac is big and strong, but he's not outrunning that quarterback. And with 20 seconds left in the half, Baker has taken his first lead of the day.
Yeah, that time Marco Aguinaga dropped back. He was looking to the left, got pressured out of the pocket, and did a great job of just eluding a couple defenders on his way to his first touchdown run of the afternoon with 20 seconds left.
And again, they are in to kick the football. We'll pick up who's kicking it in this possession. It is down, it is up, and it limps through. Timeout, 20 seconds left in the half. Baker 14, Benedictine 7.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Hey, Bradley Robb is set to kick it away for Baker. Benedictine, again, not anticipating a particularly deep kickoff as their return man settling around the 10-yard line. Here's the advance of the ball. The boot is away. It's end over end, and it'll be fielded right at the 10. Back upfield with it, 15-20. Here comes Trey, the 25-30. Trey, the 35-40. Trey breaks the tackle at the 45-yard line. What a nice return by Trey. Make that by Jayshon. Make that Jayshon Todd. And the Ravens are going to have time enough for a play or two, 11 seconds to go in the opening half. You think three?
Well, you got three timeouts.
I'll tell you what you also have. If you come up to the NOLA tonight, the ladies' game's at 5, the guys' game's at 7, and if you bring your toddler kid, bring your grandkid, bring one of the neighbor kids, if they're in a Halloween costume, no admission for you. You get in because. So that's great. No admission if you bring the youngsters in their Halloween garb here tonight. A great deal. Raven basketball, ladies and guys, this evening up in the Nolan. Quarterback is back. Play action. Looking. Now throw in deep. Over the middle, and it is broken up, and there's your pass interference. Jayshon Todd at the 20-yard line was interfered with badly. And the Ravens are going to advance the sticks. But that's a great penalty to do, okay?
Yeah,
you're the defender, that was smart.
Yeah, Deshaun Lewis is going to be called for the pass interference, and he's clapping. He didn't care. He's going to only give up yardage right there and not the big play.
And as it is not being a foul, it is not a spot kind of a foul. It's going to advance the football across midfield, but Benedictine is going to have 5 seconds to score from, 40 or so yards away.
Yeah, so the deal was it took 6 seconds off the clock,
yep,
and it only cost you 15 yards. But the problem with that 15-yard penalty, you set the Ravens up with close enough to be able to toss this thing into the end zone.
Ravens are going to have it at the 41. 5 seconds left in the half, trailing by one score. Jarrett Kittle's your quarterback. Trips left side again. He's back to throw. Rolling, looking, throwing deep. Throwing into the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it is! The officials are running up. They're going to say it's picked off. We're at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half. Baker 14, Benedictine 7.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Here in Baldwin City finds Baker leading Benedictine 14-7, but Gus, they've had to come from behind to do that.
Yeah, the Benedictine Ravens on their second possession of the game were able to cap it off with a 5-yard run by Rayshawn Mills, but Baker, with a couple touchdowns in the first half, take this 14-7 lead. Benedictine will get the ball to start the second half.
And with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to kick it back to the studios. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now, with the intermission score from Baldwin, Baker 14, Benedictine 7, we're back to Joseph and back to our halftime interview.
Your Raven halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. The Raven fan feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Got Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Ravens, with us. Coach, the season has already started, man. This is fantastic. I love it.
It is fantastic. I told the guys today in practice, you know, I said, I have no idea who's going to be in the gym tomorrow because nobody thinks we're playing in October, but we like it. We're excited to be playing.
And your first game out a couple of nights ago, you traveled all the way to Illinois and looked like the guys played well for that first game.
Yeah, we did. You know, I was a little... I told the guys I was very impressed with their determination and focus. Like, I wasn't sure where we were at, just like in practice, and we'd practice so well, but, you know, having all of these guys back, Tom, I mean, we have the entire team, every statistical category is back from last year's team. So it's been a real challenge for the staff and myself as the head coach to, like, how do we make these guys better and how do we challenge them in practice to make us better, take them out of their comfort zone. So we've been really trying because they know everything. I mean, they know all the stuff we do. They know how we guard. I mean, they know all this stuff. So it's been fun this October to kind of change things and not necessarily change what we do or, you know, how we play, but more, you know, putting guys in some different roles or putting guys in some different positions and just experimenting with some things. So I wasn't sure, you know, how all that would fit together, but, we went out against Lincoln on Wednesday night. It's about a 5.5-hour trip there and took considerably longer to get home due to weather. But, you know, we were up 2 at the half and then just really asserted ourselves defensively in the second half and, you know, came away with a 20-point victory or 19-point victory. So I was really happy. I'm excited about this team.
A lot of times first games of the season, you look at them and you maybe are a little rusty, not quite there. This team looked like it just picked right up from last March.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get too optimistic because that's not my job, but they are sharp. I mean, they are top, you know, I would take top 10, top 12 probably just about against anybody, you know, in our league. I think that we're extremely deep. We're extremely unselfish and really share the basketball on offense. I mean, we are fun to watch on O. And then, you know, I think that a big thing that this team's done, to be honest with you, Tom, this year is they've really decided that our path to success is going to be through defense. And I mean, we're guarding, you know, we changed up a couple of things, a little bit of what we do, or we're trying to, how we're guarding stances or keeping guys, you know, on the side and using ball screens or attacking ball screens, but, you know, just a kind of a little more hungry defensive team than we were last year. So, you know, it's a good group. The one thing that, you know, was changed a little bit is that, you know, the 3-point line moved back about a foot. And so, you know, I think that that was such a big part of our offense last year at 43%. I don't think we can count on 43% again. But then we go out last, you know, Wednesday night and we were 63%. We went 10 of 16 from three. So So, you know, if we do that, that's going to lead to a lot of success. I don't anticipate it, but this is a very experienced group, Tom. 10 fourth or fifth year guys on this roster. And, just a very experienced, mature physical team. So, you know, we're excited to get through the grind. One down, we said. So we've got a few more left to go.
And we want to let everybody know and make everybody aware that, of course, tonight, Saturday night, you guys are going to have the home opener, and it's going to be a big, full, fun night at the Nolan Gym.
Yeah, we sure hope so. And I know that, you know, a lot of people listen on the radio to Raven football, and we'd sure love to have everybody come up tonight. We've got there's a girls game at 5 o'clock, and then a guys game against Briar Cliff at 7 o'clock. So Briar Cliff's out of Sioux City, Iowa. A very good team, very similar to us, shoot a lot of threes, very athletic. And then we're going to have kind of our, you know, we've done a Halloween hoops event every year, except last year due to COVID, where the kids, little kids in town can come in and wear their costumes. But since we've got this game, we decided that we're going to do this, kind of turn Halloween hoops into an event at the game. And at halftime of the girls' game and at halftime of the guys' game, we're going to do a costume contest, and we're going to have some gift cards to the Raven store. We're going to have some candy out for the kids and just try to have fun with it. You know, I mean, we know it's early, it's October, and, you know, not a lot of people have college basketball on their mind, but, you know, I think both groups, Coach Folsom's team and our team are very fun to watch. I think that they make the school proud. I know that a ton of people in the community would make them proud, and we'd sure like to have as many people out as possible.
Yeah, it's so interesting, so fun when you kind of step out. You talked about with practice stepping a little bit out of the normal routine, but to be able to break up the routine and do some really fun things and encourage the interaction between the community and the college and the team and, you know, make all of those things work kind of in harmony.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, we try, you know, it's a little different. Sometimes with a two semester sport to be able to get out there a ton in the community, but we sure try to do it as much as we can. And I think that this little Halloween hoops event we've had over the years has been a really, really easy way and a great connection with especially the small kids. And we'd sure like to get people up. So we're hoping that we get quite the group out on Saturday.
And again, just to reiterate, the ladies are a 5 o'clock tip off, and Gus and I, as soon as this game is over, jumping in the bus and racing home, you know, and we hope to be there by the start, if not very shortly after the start, and pick it up when we get there. And then, you know, the guys game then at 7, right?
That is right. You know, we're right after the girls at 7 o'clock, and we appreciate you and Gus and all the driving and calling of games, and don't get a ticket, of course, on the way back from Baldwin City. And hopefully it's a fun drive because the Ravens beat Baker today. But we're really excited to get this season started. We actually are at home again on Monday night, Tom, against Haskell Indian Nation. So anybody that wants to come out to that game, we'd love to have them. That's a 7 o'clock start. And, you know, we've just got a really challenging schedule this year. The Heart of America is going to be one of the best leagues in the country again. And, you know, fortunately, we were picked second in that league in the preseason poll and 18th in the national poll. But there's really only poll we care about, and that's the one at the end of the year. So we're going to try to earn it every night. That's what we tell them in practice. We're going to try to earn it tomorrow night, tonight. So we're hoping that we see as many people out as possible.
Now, is it like football where are you going to have divisional play in the conference this year? Because that's something that's kind of jumbled and juggled back and forth. How's that all going to work this season?
Well, Tom, you picked the wrong or the right guy to talk about the way that the league does our scheduling. But I'm not a fan of divisions. I've made that very clear. But football does it, and you know, it's different. Like, it's almost like two different leagues in football, which I think is interesting to say the least, because we have two different all-conference teams in football. But in basketball, we play a divisional schedule, but we're all one big, you know, conference. So we will play all the teams in the South. Your traditional heart teams, Baker, CMU, Missouri Valley, and Mid-America, we'll play all those teams twice, and then we'll play everybody in the North once, and, you know, about half of those will be on the road, and the other half will be at home. So we're playing a 19-game league schedule, and then we can play up to 11 non-cons, 30 total games this year, but we're only going to, I think, get to about 29. We have an exhibition against Washburn that gets us to 29, so that's where we're at with our schedule. So we've got a good, you know, about 10 games here before we start league. And, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, Tom, this year is going to be crazy in college basketball, as I'm sure it is in football. But, you know, there's going to be so many seniors, you know, fourth and fifth year guys still playing. I just anticipate dogfights every night. I mean, I just don't see how. I mean, Baker brings back every single starter. Mid-America brings back four starters. You know, William Penn brings back 10 of their top 11. You know, so it's just going to be such an experienced, mature league that I think every night you've got to bring your A game and be focused. So how do you, you know, our big challenge is how do we get our guys, one, to keep getting better, and two, how do we get that, you know, that focus and that discipline 29 times this year, you know, to put us in the best place possible. So the national tournament, you know, last year was altered a little bit from 64 teams to 48. And so this year it goes back to a 64-team field. So that's something that will be new. That's something that hasn't been done in, ever, actually, in the NAIA. But now that we're all one big division, it's a bigger tournament. So, you know, we're just going to try to put ourselves in the best position possible. And you just take them one night at a time.
Talking about the schedule, and since there are going to be fewer conference games, because last year it was almost an entirely conference sort of a schedule, that means obviously if you're at 29, you picked up a handful of new teams. Are there going to be some schools with whom we are either unfamiliar or are renewing old relationships with?
Oh, great question. Well, Lincoln, we've never played Lincoln College before, so that's a new one, and our fans will get a chance to see them next year because they'll return that game next year. You know, but our schedule in general this year, we have, you know, we usually play Haskell. We are playing Avila at home, but then the most of our other games are either on the road or neutral site, which is kind of just a weird year. We're going to go up to Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska, and play Hastings and Concordia, and then we're going to play Missouri Baptist and Central Baptist at Peru in Peru, Nebraska, in kind of a classic with two neutral court games. And then we've got a long trip down to Siloam Springs, Arkansas, against John Brown, who will definitely be contending to get into the national tournament, a very well-coached and a very talented team. So that'll be a big challenge for us. And then it's just into the grind of the league. And I'll be, you know, in complete fairness and honesty, it was very hard to get games this year. You know, I think our schedule's super challenging. We're going to not be at home for, you know, almost 2 weeks in November, playing these neutral site games and away games. And it was very difficult to get games when you've got a team that, you know, lost in the second round of the national tournament and you return every single statistical category. There's not a lot of people lining up to play you. So, you know, we're going to go out and challenge ourselves. We know that, you know, tough non-con schedule definitely gets us ready for the heart. And, I think if we stay healthy, you know, we'll put ourselves in a great spot.
Coach, earlier you were talking about the athletes and the great group you've got returning and 10 guys who are seniors or super seniors, whatever you want to call them. And with that said, what does that do to some of the guys who have been freshmen and sophomores? I mean, for them, you also have got to kind of balance keeping those guys interested and making them realize, hey, you're going to get here. And also, I would think recruiting, you know, there's only that bench could only put so many chairs, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great call. You know, so we had three seniors that were supposed to graduate last May that chose to use their COVID year. So their eligibility essentially was up, but they elected to come back and play their extra year due to COVID because everybody got a free year. So we brought back every single player from the team that played last year. Now, we did add two young men we're really excited about, Preston Reynolds from Shawnee Mission East and then Anthony Hall from Park Hill High School. Both those guys are going to be great players for us in the future, but they're both going to redshirt this year. We're going to lose seven seniors in May of this year, this school year, and then we're going to lose six seniors the following May. So we're pretty much reloading over the next 2 years with 13 guys leaving this team. And so I think the recruiting side is going to stay pretty consistent. I mean, you know, we're going to keep recruiting. We're going to keep redshirting guys that we think will help us for 5 years. But I think there's going to be some young guys playing in the next couple of years. Now, to answer your direct question, you know, we've got some good, really good sophomores and juniors. And, you know, and like I said, we're 10, 12 deep. The other night at Lincoln, I think we went 11 deep. I think that's going to be a strength for us. We're going to be able to really keep the defensive pressure and intensity up because of our depth. And so, you know, we try to get them in there. But it's hard. And, you know, we talked about that to our guys actually just today. You know, it's difficult. And I think there's a lot you can learn from from going through a difficult time where you think you maybe should be playing and you're not, but you stick it out. We've had quite a few guys in our program that have done that and had a lot of success. Like the guys that come to mind are Colby Nichols. You know, he didn't play for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden he was starting on a team in the national tournament. You know, there's quite a few others that do the same thing. So, you know, just got to keep grinding. You got to stay positive, and it's a once in a lifetime thing. So, but I will say this, Tom, to end that little comment or my thought on this is that every guy in our program got an extra year, not just the seniors. You know, so they can all add this extra year to their tenure here at Benedictine if they want to. So you really didn't lose anything. You know, so if you're a sophomore, you're still a sophomore if you choose to be. You know, if you're a junior, you're still a junior if you choose to be. So we got to have those discussions with guys and figure out, but it will maybe impact the number of freshmen we bring in, but you know, we're always looking to add talent and great, great high character people to our program. So we're on a group of very good young men who are really good players right now too. So we're excited about the future.
See, I'm really glad that you brought that up because I've had so many people ask me, okay, what about the freshmen and sophomores? Are they going to only get, you know, 4 years to play, or are they going to, since they were affected also, and they were very much affected, do they get extra years?
Oh, for sure.
They do.
Yeah. No, the underclass, anybody that played last year in that season of, I guess that's 2021, anybody that played in that season got a free year. So now our incoming freshmen, you know, our new guys, they don't get that year. But yeah, so, you know, we've got some guys in the program that we had one, Christian Reichman, was a freshman last year and redshirted. I mean, he could do that again if he, you know, redshirt and still have four to play. So it's just a weird, there's a lot of weirdness out there when it comes to that stuff. But, I think you're going to see some experienced, older teams over the next 2 years. I don't think that a lot of freshmen, that were freshmen, true freshmen last year, I don't think you'll see a lot of those guys playing 5 years. You know, I think it's really hard on the body. I would be surprised if we see a ton of the sophomores and freshmen take advantage of it, but I could be wrong,
Two more quick things and then we'll let you go, Coach. Number one, with you returning a lot of guys, some teams are returning a lot of guys. Is that what's going on? And when we look at the rosters, we did your roster for your game tonight, and I didn't have to change a thing. I didn't have to change a number. I mean, everything was exactly the same. Am I going to see that everywhere I go this year?
I really think you're going to see a lot of it, Tom. You know, I think that our league in particular, you know, almost every senior came back. I mean, I know William Penn lost a couple. Mid-America lost one. But I think most – And here's the reality of it, too. I think that people don't – maybe I think they understand this, but playing a sport like basketball in college that's a two-semester sport, it's really hard on your academics. You know, so you can't really take an 18-hour semester. And so where I'm going with that is it's tough to finish in 4 years. I mean, it really is. Like, it's tough to graduate in 4 years and play college basketball because it's a two-semester sport and you don't get – you know, baseball gets the fall off and football gets the spring off. And there's just none of that time off like there is in the other sports. So I think that a lot of these young men probably weren't quite done. You know, like that's what happened with two of our guys is that they weren't quite done yet with their undergrad degree. So if you're going to come back and finish, why not play? We did have one that was going to be done and he graduated. And now he's in our MBA program. You know, so I think you're going to see a lot of that over the next, like this year and next year, because it's just hard to finish in 4 years. And I think that it's actually wise for these kids to use this exemption. And I don't know if every school could afford it or allowed it, but thankfully we've got a great administration and Benedictine's doing fantastic things. So we were able to take advantage of it.
Did they allow you, and this is maybe an unfair question, but did they allow you and other schools in to do something or work something with scholarship money?
No, that's a great question, too. No, our limit is – our upper limit in this new NAI 1 division is 8 full rides. And, you know, you can cut those up and spread it around, but that's your kind of your salary cap is the way I like to look at it, of what we have to play with is 8 full rides. So, no, you know, you could bring them back, but – you still have to work within the eight.
You didn't get an extra year of money.
No. And they didn't say, hey, you know, if you bring your seniors back, you still have eight for the rest of the team, you know, which would have been great. But, you know, at the NAI level, and if you registered at the NAI level, your money does not count towards those upper limits. You know, it's kind of an exempt deal where you're not on the salary cap. So really, we're dealing with the same team because our two freshmen we brought in are redshirting. You know, so we're dealing with the same kind of money that we did last year. So it worked out pretty good for us.
Okay, lastly, we'll wrap up and get back to the second half of this game, but going to be a big night tonight up at the Nolan. Lots of stuff going on, hoops and more.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we got this Briarcliff team coming in. It's going to be good, but you know, our Halloween hoops event, wear your costumes, bring the kids. We're going to have a costume contest at halftime of both the 5 o'clock girls game and the 7 o'clock guys game. You can get tickets at Raven Athletics / ticketing. You know, we're kind of moving into the digital age of tickets on our phones. And if you don't get there and you come up to the door, you can buy a ticket right there and they'll show you how to do it. So we'll get you all taken care of, but we got some candy. Some costume contests, and it's a great way to start off the home schedule for basketball for the Ravens.
Coach, we're looking forward to being there. By the way, I will not be in a costume, even though it might look like it.
Well, Tom, we'll give you an exemption. You don't have to wear a costume since you're coming from the game, and let's go Ravens in the second half. Huh? Let's go get it.
Coach, thanks a lot. See you soon.
All right, Tom.
The second half is moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven Fan Feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show.
With Puto. Hey, welcome back to Baldwin City. We're set to go to the second half of today's Raven football game. It's a 14-7 Baker lead here at intermission. Joseph in the studio, our producer engineer. Joseph, thank you. Many thanks also to Ryan Moody, a guy we're going to be talking with later tonight. And the NOLA Gym, the post game is there. Raven ladies at 5, Raven guys at 7. Get up there for that one. And here's the kick away in over end and taking this time at the 9-yard line. Ravens are going to fake the reverse. Coming around to the near side, it's going to be Javon. He's at the 25, cuts back to the middle and up to the 30-yard line. Nice return by the Raven freshman, Javon Todd.
Yeah, get up there to the NOLA this evening, 5-7. And you got a kid with a costume? Don't get them free. So, pretty cool deal going on. Halloween hoops is always fun. I know my kids love it.
I bet if you come up in a costume, even without a kid, you could probably get in.
There you go.
Maybe. I bet you can swing that. We're just underway here in the second half. 1st and 10. Benedict into their own 30-yard line. Quarterback is Garrett Kendall. He's going to bring Austin Buteau over to the wing. Handoff is going to go to the running back. Rayshon is back into the tailback spot. He'll come over to the right side, get across the 35-yard line, up to the 36, maybe even the 37. Give him a half a dozen on a first-yard run into the right side. 2nd down at BC. Todd comes in, and the Ravens are going to make a trio of additions out on the field. Go ahead.
That very first play right there, a handoff to Rayshon Mills. Rayshon in the first half, only 2 carries for 10 yards, so his 3rd carry of the afternoon right there.
They're going to have Jayshon Todd in the backfield, and then you're going to give him the pitch. He's got to get around the outside following the block, and we'll catch the edge. We got a late marker down in the center of the field, and that's really a long way from where the action was happening here around the near side.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold, and that time Mitch Henry was getting into the backfield, and the Ravens reached up and grabbed him. So put that thing actually back to the, what is that, the 39-yard line
yeah.
Where the place the spot?
Back judge picked up the flag, carried it back, dropped it at the 39-yard line. So take 10 off of that, and the Ravens are going to be back inside their own 30-yard line and looking at a 2nd down long. We're less than a minute into the second half. It is a 14-0 Baker lead. Benedictine battling tough with the number 5 team in the nation here on the road this afternoon. And it's senior day at Baker, by the way.
For Benedictine, that's going to be their 5th penalty of the afternoon. 60 yards worth of penalty yardage for Baker. Only 1 penalty, 14 yards this afternoon. That was the pass interference
right at the end of the half. Yes, it was. So here we go for Benedictine. 2nd down at about 13. Ravens throwing 28-yard line. Garrett with the snap. Pass batted to the ground and nearly picked off. It's incomplete.
That time getting a hand in the air. Nathan Spain, the big junior nose tackle, able to knock that thing into the air. It's going to fall incomplete for Benedictine. They're going to be looking at a 3rd and 13.
Ravens have come out here in the second half, guys. I don't know.
what I expected. Maybe a little more jumping and hopping and bouncing, a little more visible emotion, noticeable emotion. But so far, they've come out very businesslike, very calm, and very collected.
The Ravens have struggled on third downs this afternoon. 2 of 7 on the day, 29%. Here goes Jayshon Todd out of the backfield into the slot.
Trips right, back to throw. Garrett Kendall chased out of the pocket, flushed out, rolling right, runs for his life, gets to the edge, stops, looks in the middle, and just going to run and pick up what he can and go out of bounds into the Wildcat sideline across the way. He is going to be nowhere near enough for the first down, and the Ravens will begin the second half 3 and out.
That time they were looking for Jacob Gathright downfield, but the problem was Garrett Kendall just didn't have enough time to set up and throw deep. That time it was Gathright having beaten Bryson Briggs downfield. We're going to see Matt Heinrich in to punt, and J.D. Woods is going to be the return man. He's going to settle somewhere in around his own 32, 33-yard line.
Well, we certainly see Matt getting a lot of good distance on these punts, and there's another one. That's fantastic. Kick high. J.D. backs up, takes on Arnold, drops the ball. It's rolling around on the grass. Do the Ravens have it? Benedictin hustles up over the top and comes up with it. Josh Morris and back. Turnover by J.D. Wood. The Ravens are in business.
Again, J.D. Woods is not your typical return man, so they have him out there just trying to get him some all-purpose yards. Not built like that. So a turnover right there for Baker and Benedictive with a huge momentum swing right there. Quickly send the offense back out on the field.
That's a second muffed punt on the day for Baker. They recovered and saved the first one. Josh Morris, what a job getting downfield by that young guy. Here comes Raven offense inside the Baker 30-yard line, first and 10 of the 29. 3 to the left side. Back to throw again. Kettle looking. Now he's going to run. Breaks out of the backfield, gets to the 30, and a feet-first slide down to the 25-yard line. It will bring up a second down.
Yeah, it's going to be about a gain of 2. And that time Garrett Kettle missed Trey, and Trey's over here. I don't think he's very happy. He had a step on his defender, threw a hand up, and that time Kettle just didn't see him over here on the left side. Right now, Garrett's really struggling to just see the whole field develop. He's kind of getting happy feet right now in the pocket.
And the Ravens have gotten some guys over. Now they go to the Wildcat. The ball snapped directly to Jayshon Todd. He's at the 25, to the 20. Jayshon to the 15. Jayshon to the 11-yard line.
That time he runs right over Bryson Briggs and drags the safety backwards and for Benedict. And they're looking at a first and 10. The ball's going to be spotted down at the 12-yard line. And so the Ravens looking good right now after that muffed punt. And so a muffed punt is actually an extension of the drive. So this will be their sixth possession of the first half. And they're going to keep Jayshon out there as the quarterback.
And Garrett Kettle is wide to the right side at a receiver spot for Benedictin. A lot of action. We're 2.5 minutes into the second half, and there's a lot that's happened. The snap comes straight back. Todd slow walks it, goes to the outside, cuts back to the middle, knives forward, down to the 6.
That time coming up to make the stop on the play, Keenan Karn for Baker. For Benedictine, though, a nice run on the first down play. They're going to give him 5. It'll bring up 2nd and 5. The ball spotted down at the 7-yard line. And now you're going to see Kettle resume his quarterback, and it will be Rayshon back in this time for the tailback.
Tell you what, that was an impressive bit of work out there by Jayshon Todd, taking those snaps. I think you could leave him out there all day and just keep picking up yardage. 12 minutes ago in the third quarter, Ravens inside the 10-yard line now. They play action, no, the handoff, and the hit and the tackle, and there's just absolutely nothing there as the Ravens, Rayshon Mills, is brought down by Cannon Carney. Gus, Rayshon had some room in front of him, but did not have the balance to be able to withstand that initial contact.
And now the Ravens taking lots of time looking over here to the near sideline, and head coach and offensive coordinator Joel Osborne is going to now send in Jayshon Todd. He's going to take out of the ball game your receiver Harry Neal. So Todd going to be on the right side with Buteau and Asher. They're going to have somebody tight end tucked over here, Reed Levi.
7 on the play clock. Motion will go to the left side. Running back on the left of the quarterback. QB's back to throw. Rolling right. Now he's going to run and out throw back across his body, and it's incomplete. Is that a pass interference at the goal line? I don't see a marker down, and they're going to say nope as the Ravens really get rocked down there.
That time they were looking for Jayshon Todd. What happened was Kettle vacates the pocket. He starts to run. Then he realizes that Jayshon comes open. He tried to float one to him, and incomplete pass. Now the Ravens are going to send in the kick unit, and for Benedictine is going to be Sam Wilbur. He is one of one, but his long is 23 yards on the season. This thing's going to be 26.
The placement is good. The kick is a plenty of height, plenty of length. Looks good, is good. We're taking a dime out of the Ravens. Half scored early in the second half. 11:03 to go in the third quarter. Baker 14, Benedictine 10.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
The kick by Bruner's high, not deep at all, and it's going to be taken by an upman at the 21-yard line. Raven kick coverage is going to bring him down to the 26, so it's a very short return of a very, very short kick. And for Baker, it'll be first and 10. At least, Gus, for the Wildcats, they got to be happy that they maintain possession.
Yeah, and look at Coach Niggas. He's thrilled over here with Colin Bruner. A nice job with a little coverage kick right there. Popped it up short and no return.
But yeah, Raven had a plan play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, that's why he's so thrilled with how that thing went, right? You ran it to perfection. You kicked it high. You caught it up in the wind, and it worked out well.
At their own 27-yard line, first handoff straight ahead, and there goes JD. He'll bust straight forward for seven.
That time, JD Woods just running straight ahead, and on the stop for Benedictine, it's going to be Jalen James.
Now, you know, you talk about a lot of times running backs that they stand a little too upright when they go into the middle. You want to see them leaning forward. You want to see them, you know, changing that stance. JD Wood runs into the line absolutely vertical because he is so short it doesn't matter.
Right. Jalen James collects his eighth tackle of the afternoon.
It's going to be a gain of seven, second down three for the Wildcats. We're at 10:20 to go in the third quarter. 14-10, Baker in front, and they have the football. Pass over to the left side. Receiver's going to be open over there and turn it upfield, and the catch by Nate Pauley. It's going to be good for a Wildcat first and 10, a tackle by Gavin Spangler over in the left flat. Nate Pauley.
That time, Marco Aguinaga had locked on to Nate Pauley early on because he realized he liked that matchup as Nate Pauley working against the middle linebacker Gavin Spangler. Spangler just not able to keep up with Pauley, and a big pickup on the first down play will net them another first down. First and 10 with 10 minutes left in the third quarter out to the 41-yard line.
Their own 41-yard line, approaching midfield, 10 minutes to play in the third quarter. First possession of the second half. Wildcats again is going to come to the near side to Pauley. This time, textbook tackle by Josh Morris.
Josh is having a big second
half.
Josh is having a game today, right? He's made a handful of tackles that time. Comes up and makes a tackle in open space, and for him, it's going to go for a TFL. A loss of two on the play. And Baker will be looking at a second down and 12. You talk about Josh Morris and the type of day he's having. That's going to be his sixth tackle of the day.
You got the stats up. I'm going to have you check in a minute. But Aguinaga, he's got a wealth of receivers, a whole stable full of them. But again, Nate Pauley, I think, has caught virtually every ball thrown by the quarterback.
Yeah, Nate Pauley, the only guy who's caught more than one pass. He's got 6 for 63 today.
Quarterback is back to throw. Now it's going to be a QB draw. He's got some room. Gets to the 40. Angles to the left side to the 45. And at the 50-yard line, he races out of bounds. And probably a good idea is Jalen James was about ready to put the leather on him.
Yeah, you talk about the wide receivers right now for Baker. Nate Pauley with 6 receptions. You've got Jordan Green with 1. Quan Brooks with 1. Tanner Cobb with 1 reception today.
Wildcats are able to keep the drive alive as they're going to get just across midfield at the Benedictine 49-yard line. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. 14-10. Baker in front. They have a 4-point lead. They've got the football. Long count again. Aguinaga hands off JD, hits the middle, and he is down immediately. He'll lose 4 yards. He's on the play.
that time as J.D. Woods went into the line, just kind of slipped, lost his foot. Isaac Anderson and Brian Barrera in on the stop right there for the Ravens. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 12.
Wide receiver Kawan Brooks getting tangled up, I guess is a good thing to call it out here, with I think Tyler Tierney, and the official comes over just to make sure that they both understand that the play is over.
The Ravens going to bring into the ball game Evan Aguiar. Aguiar got healthy a little bit last week, and Ravens just kind of weaning him into the plane.
2nd down and a dozen. Straight ahead, JDM. Look at him go. He's at the 45-40. He's at the 35-30. JG's at 25. Runs over defenders at the 30. Down finally, or inside the 20-yard line, J.D. Wood doesn't outrun the blocking. Gets behind his guys. Finds his way downfield. And that was a masterful job of what was really a very basic run.
Yeah, that time he does a great job. Let the blocking develop in front of him, slow play it, and not really run away from anybody. Javion Drayton finally makes a stop on the play for the Ravens. Another 25-yard run right there by J.D. Woods. It's going to be 1st and 10 for Baker with 7:40 left here in the third quarter. The ball at the 24 of Benedictine.
And after going 25 yards, J.D. is gassed, and he's got to go out of the game and back into the backfield. It's going to come Jordan Green. 1st and 10, Wildcats handoff is going to go to Green. He'll get to the outside. The hold on the outside edge by that big tackle and sealed, but no penalty down. And as Green turns the corner, he's going to be close to another Baker 1st down.
That time, Tyler Tierney able to come across the field to make the stop for the Ravens. But right now, we're seeing what Baker wants to do. They're trying to get outside the tackle box and get away from the bigs in the middle of Benedictine. Try to get outside, pick up good yardage, and right now they're doing that at will. We're going to see Connor Walker check in. Evan Aguiar also back in. So the Raven linebackers are going to go Aguiar, James, and Connor Walker.
Aguiar's confused about where to be. He's looking over to the near side, getting no help from his coach, and now he's going to race over like they may have that thing figured out. It is a 2nd down and very short for the Wildcats. Running back goes over to the right side of the quarterback, and he's going to get the handoff. He's going to be hit over there, and he's going to be spun down and thrown for the loss. Nowhere for Jordan Green to go this time. How about nice defense over there by J.J.?
Yeah, Jalen James doing a great job for the Benedictine defense. And for Benedictine, coming into today's game, they're 5-3 overall, 1-1 in South Division play. Big win if you want any opportunity to win the South Division. Next week, we're going to make the trip down to Nixon, Missouri.
Yeah.
Benedictine will be playing the Valor of Evangel, and that game being played in Nixon.
Slot to the right, wide to the right. Here comes Baker on a 3rd down 3 call. They got J.D. back in there. He takes off, runs one play, takes off two, and now he's back in to the backfield. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Lobs one in zone, and it is hits the defender in the back, and they're going to call a pass interference, and that is a bad call.
Yeah, that time I thought that Morris had done a good job of just kind of standing his ground. He didn't make contact. The receiver actually came back in there and made the contact. It's going to be a pass interference against the Ravens.
Yes. The defender was between the receiver and the ball. The ball was short. It hit the Raven defender in the back, right on his number, and they will call him for a pass interference. And that is a huge break for Baker, because it's going to make it a 1st and 10. And the Ravens continue to be penalized through the course of the game, and Baker, again, has that one intentional penalty late in the first half, their only penalty today.
Yeah, for the Ravens, it's going to be their 6th penalty of the afternoon as compared to Baker, who right now only has the one penalty for 14 yards.
It's going to be spotted down to the 2-yard line, and you know it's J.D. Woods carrying it, do you? Is there anybody in this whole facility who doesn't know that? They've got back to the eye. This is what they had run on this possession, this situation earlier. The pitch will go to J.D. Touchdown, Baker. 6:04 to go in the third quarter, and J.D. Woods gets to the edge, carries it in, and Baker stretches its lead now to 20-10 over Benedictine. And now it goes for the Ravens. No more of this kick and field goals when you get deep in the other territory. You're down 2 full scores now. And with 6 minutes to go, over halfway through the third quarter, you cannot waste possessions now.
Yeah, because what Baker's doing is they're taking lots of time off the clock when they're running these possessions and capping them off with a score. Now Baker on for the PAT. Snap is high. The kick is just over the bar. Good.
That was a 10.5-foot kick, and we've got a timeout. 6:03 to go in the third quarter. Baker 21, Benedictine 10.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Baker, after getting a touchdown aided by the long pass interference penalty, they lead 21-10 and will advance on the ball and have another guy in to kick it away this time. And in over end, taken by Trey Adger at the 11. Trey to the 25, Trey to the 35, Trey to the 45, Trey to the 50-yard line. What a nice return. And was that Jason again? I'm so used to Trey being back on the returns, I just make the assumption. Jay Sean Todd with that great return for Benedicta.
Yeah, Jay Sean Todd going to get that thing out, and they're going to mark that right at midfield. So a great return right there by the freshman, and Benedicta going to be out there on the field. Receivers off to the left side are going to be Hazuga, Trey Adger, Austin Buteau. You're going to tuck a tight end to the right side, and that's going to be Reed Levi.
We haven't heard anything out of Reed today at all.
Coming off a big game last Saturday against Missouri Valley.
First and 10, BC at midfield. Wrap around, handoff, no. Quarterback back, pass, near side, caught. There's Buteau's first catch in. Feels like forever, and it's good for about seven. Second down, three for Benedictine inside the Baker 45-yard line. Will Cox out of Kissimmee, Florida. Speaking of Wilcox, happy birthday, Coach. Coach Larry Wilcox, birthday today. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught inside the 30. Down to the 25-yard line goes Benedictine. Reed Levi.
Right on cue. Reed Levi, the big tight end with his first reception of the afternoon, and the Ravens moving the sticks.
Benedictine quickly back up over the football. They'll go with no huddle. Running back is going to be Rayshon. Quarterback will flare it over the left side. It's going to be taken by Trey. Cuts up the middle. Picks up the first down. Gets inside the 20-yard line. Now let me fix that. They had the first down. He's going to take it inside the 20. Down to around the... I'm going to mark him at the 20. I thought maybe he'd gotten the 19-yard line. But they'll call it the 20-yard line. A gain of about 3 or 4 for Benedictine.
That time they flare it off into the left flat. Handled there by Trey Adger. Great job of blocking downfield by your tight end, Reed Levi. Now the Ravens are going to be looking at a 2nd and 6 with 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Tight end to the left, trips to the right, offset, running back to the left.
Motion to the left side, that's going to be Buteau. He'll stop on the wing, 4:55 and rolling. Quarterback with a little forward push pass. It's going to go to Buteau. He's at the 20. Buteau to the 15-yard line, dances out of bounds along the near sideline. They're going to mark him down at the 16. The clock will stop at 4:49.
On this possession, the Ravens have gone a little more tempo-style offense, and right now it just seems like it's working for them. They're moving the ball a little better. Now they're going to take out Hazuga for this 3rd and 2 call, bring in Jay Sean Todd. And just as I talk about the tempo-style offense, we're going to say 3rd down. Let's take a moment just to make sure we get the play call right.
Incredible speed out of the field for Benedictine with Gathright and Adger and Todd all on the right side of the field. Quarterback now will keep it himself, and Garrett will cut left, 15, Garrett 10, 5-yard line, touchdown, Ravens! Benedictine overloads the right side, and Garrett Kettle goes in with a great lead block provided by Rayshon Mills, and it's 4:21 to go in the third quarter. It's 21-16 to PAT coming up.
Yeah, so many people aren't going to talk about that play. They're going to say, oh, Garrett Kettle with a nice run. But what happened was Garrett went out to the outside. The outside linebacker committed a little hard. Rayshon Mills just took the outside linebacker, pushed him all the way to the sideline, allowed a nice little cutback lane for Garrett Kettle.
Here comes the PAT. It is on a line drive. It is good by Heinrich, by Wilbur. By Wilbur, and we have a timeout. Ravens answer. At 4:21 to go in the third quarter, it's Baker 21, Benedictine 17.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Colin Bruner in to kick it away for Benedictine of the Ravens. Back within four. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. It's 21-17 Baker. Great position by the Ravens. Got set up by a huge kickoff return by Javon Tunn. Here's a kick. It is high end over end and going to be relatively short by the way they designed it. Fielded at the 10. Straight ahead run to the 20, to the 30, and up to about the 33-yard line goes Jordan Green. First and 10. Baker.
The third special team tackle of the afternoon by Jared Heron. We keep talking about the freshman out of Moberly, Missouri, but doing a great job on that kick coverage unit. For Baker, this will be their second possession of the second half, possession number 7 on the afternoon.
Wildcats are going to come from the far sideline directly out over the football, and they're going to come very wide to the right side with Will Roberts. I haven't heard anything about him today. He's only got 4 catches on the air for a touchdown on 84 yards. Nate Pollock will go to the slot right. One receiver wide to the left. Quarterback will hand off. Yep, and here comes Woods. He'll cut across the grain back to the middle of the 40, hit at the 45, and spun to the ground of the 47-yard line. Gus, what J.D. Woods did right there was wonderful. Tanner Tierney making a great tackle. He was going to the right. There was nothing there. Stopped immediately and went back to his left.
Yeah, he stopped, found a little gap to the left, able to pick up good yardage. And for Baker, it's another first down for J.D. Woods. Continues to add to his career yardage. He is the NAIA's all-time rushing leader.
But again, J.D. gassed after the run is going to be replaced out of the field by Jordan Green. And he will get the handoff this time. Works his way into the left side and is going to be stopped right at the 50-yard line. What the Baker running backs do, Gus, more than anything else. Nice tackle, by the way, for Dwayne Lacy for the Ravens. What they do is they just keep their feet. They've got good balance. They keep driving ahead, and I think they maximize whatever yardage they can get on each possession.
For Jordan Green, that's going to be his 11th carry of the afternoon. 11 carries, 50 yards, and for J.D. Woods, 19 carries today for a 117.
Receiver wide to the right side, slot to the right. Ravens again go off sides, and Benedictine's going to claim they were drawn, but again, I think this will be the third defensive offsides for Benedictine today. I'm waiting for the official to make any kind of a call.
Offsides on the defense, number 90, 5-yard penalty remains.
Well, it's very frustrating when you give a team first and fives, you know. It makes it a little tough to stymie that possession.
Taking a look quickly at the statistics here. In the game, Baker right now, 21 first downs this afternoon. Benedictine, only 9 first downs. Total plays, Baker has run 52 for 276. The Ravens have run only 39 plays this afternoon for 199 total yards.
Green, the running back, will get the handoff, tries the left side, and on a second down and maybe 2, leaves him with a third down and about 1.
Yeah, Dwayne Lacy along with Isaac Anderson make the stop on the play, and for Baker, they're going to be looking at a 3rd and 2. This afternoon, Baker been pretty efficient on 3rd down, 5 of 8 for 63%.
Clock moving along briskly. I think the clock has moved quickly all afternoon, really. 2:20 to go in the third quarter, 21-17. Baker in front, big play for the Wildcats coming up here. 3rd down and 2 call at the Raven 45. Quarterback hands off. J.D. swarmed over. He's going to lose a yard.
That time, great job by Isaac Anderson along with Dwayne Lacy. Push into the backfield, and not only did J.D. Woods not get back to the line of scrimmage, they're going to say a loss of a couple on the play. And so for Baker, they're now looking at a 4th and 4. And for the Ravens, look over the near sideline. They're saying, hey, stay back. Look for the fake right here. Also, don't jump off sides.
Here's Kenyon Sanders to punt it away. He'll be standing at the Baker 38-yard line. Ravens have a single return man. Now, is that Trey back there?
No, Buteau.
Okay, Buteau for the return at the 10. The snap, the kick, high, a little wobbly. Buteau will let it land at the 10, and it goes directly, perpendicularly out of bounds on the north side of the field. And the Ravens are going to have 90 yards in front of them with a minute 28 to go in the third quarter, trailing by 4.
But you may have 90 yards in front of them. You know what you did? You forced another punt, right?
Yeah.
Stop the possession. And so far in the second half, the Ravens have been good with the football, right? Field goal on their first possession, a touchdown on their second possession. Here we go with possession number 3 of the second half and possession number 8 of the afternoon.
Ravens out on offense, and quarterback Garrett Kendall is joined by Rayshon Mills in the backfield. They're going to send a receiver. That's Austin Buteau. He's wide to the left side, and his coverage is very high over the top. Wraparound handoff goes Rayshon. He'll try the right side and pick up 5 up to the 15-yard line. That's a nice carry, and that's a good momentum setter for this possession.
Well, it's what you described pre-snap. Explains why they are doing what they're doing, right? Baker is expecting Benedictin to throw because they haven't run the ball very effectively with the running back today. Now, Kettle has run the ball okay, but the problem is, like, why am I worried about the run if you're Baker? So you're taking one high safety. And now, if you can draw him into the box a little bit, you're going to open up those long throws later on.
And they go right back to the well again, and another straight-ahead run for Rayshon, and it will bring up 3rd and 1.
Right now, the Raven offense being very patient out there and taking what the Wildcats are going to give them. Now, with 40 seconds left here in the third quarter, there's about 10 seconds to separate the game clock from the play clock, so the Ravens are going to have to snap the ball one more time here in this third quarter.
BC looking over to the near sideline, and the offensive coordinator, head coach, getting ready to telegraph the play in. And they're taking a timeout. They're even taking a timeout. This is a bizarre timeout. We're going to take it, Joseph. 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Wildcats 21, Benedictin 17.
It's back to school, and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison, and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Final play of the third quarter set to go as the Ravens use a timeout, a 3rd down and 1 at their 14. And Garrett's going to keep it himself, cut right side, pick it up, and some. He'll cross the 15. He's 20-yard line. Garrett Kendall, nice run. And the Ravens move the sticks to the 30-yard line. He picked up a lot of it.
Yeah, great run right there by Garrett Kendall. The official's going to reset the sticks. And I believe Coach Osborne's happy with letting this thing go to the fourth quarter.
And they're going to let it wind down, and we're going to take a break. Going to the fourth quarter in Baldwin City, it's Baker 21, Benedictin 17.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum. KAIR-FM
Horton, Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We go to the fourth quarter. Benedictine has the football, first and 10 at their own 30-yard line, trailing it by 4. It's 21-14. Motion. And now the reverse. And now the flea flicker. And back to throw. The quarterback has nowhere to go. And now he's running for his life. And this play has gone bad. Garrett will run left side to the 30 and in. Slide at the 35-yard line. All of that for 5.
Yeah, Garrett's going to run. No, he's going to get 2 because they're going to go back to where he started the slide. Yeah, they're going to give him 3. All right. So he's going to run about 70 yards, net 3 on it. But it could have been way worse right there. The Ravens trying to dial one up on the first play out, and here we go. It's going to be 2nd and 7 for the Raven offense.
BC at its own, 33-yard line. Garrett Keller, quarterback, doesn't take the snap, now turns, looks back over to his coaching staff. Now, we'll hand off, and this is going to be Wigand, and he's blown up. He's carried the ball twice, and he's had 2 lost yardage carries.
Yeah, Damon not helping his season statistics right there.
Damon Wigand. And he is frustrated. He looks over the near side, and he is very upset that he had nowhere to go. You cannot blame Damon for the lack of yardage on either of the carries, Gus, that he's had. There has been no blocking for him.
Yeah. And Damon's a guy who needs a little clean space, right? He needs to get a little downhill running, and then he can rip off a big play. But that time, no doing there, and a big third down call for the Raven offense here.
It is a pivotal play for the Ravens very early here in the fourth quarter. On a 3rd down 8, they trail by 4. Quarterback Kendall is back to throw, going deep again down the left side, and it is going to be incomplete. And Gus, the fact that Gathright and Adger were side by side tells me something went south there.
Can I tell you, neither one knew who was the intended receiver right there.
I
think Trey could have made a play on it, but I think he felt like it was Gathright's ball. And now the Ravens going to leave Kettle out there on this 4th down call.
And the Ravens look like they're going to go for it on 4th and 8 and all the way back at their own 33-yard line. 4th and 8. Oh, now you've got Jalen James out there. Gus is a tight end. This is going to be maybe the quick kick by Kettle. Now he's backing up a few more steps to the 20-yard line. There is a man back for the return for Baker, so you're not fooling anyone. Snap is back. Kettle will boot it. Left foot kick. It's wobbly. It's short, and it's going to go down at the 40 and 35 and roll out of bounds on the 32-yard line. It was not a catastrophe.
Not a bad punt right there by Garrett Kettle. So Garrett Kettle with his third punt of the season, right?
Yep, third punt of the year. That was a 35-yard effort, line of scrimmage to line of scrimmage. And
tell me, what's Heinrich's average right there?
Matt is averaging 41.9.
Okay, so you only lost about 6 yards worth of punt average right there.
Yeah. We are down to 13-16 to go in the ball game. Baker, offense coming out of the field. They lead only by 4. If you're a Wildcat fan, you're not really comfy in your chair right now. You're kind of jostling around and shifting from side to side and maybe crumpled up your program in your hands just a little bit, knuckles a little bit white. Your team's ahead at Baker, but not by a full score. Here's a pass over to the right flat. They're going to have a convoy out in front, bringing it upfield to the 50 and into Raven territory. It's going to go Nate Pauley. Nate Pauley, if Baker wins this game, Nate Pauley's the reason.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it in the Derek Twin grill and show keys to the game that, I get it, J.D. Woods is great, and you've got to give some attention to J.D. Woods, but you can't let these wide receivers beat you. And right now, Nate Pauley is doing a great job of just kind of picking up those, I don't know, I almost call them trash yards, right? It's not the big play over the top. It's just kind of the underneath gritty type yardage. That'll be a 1st and 10 right now for Baker across midfield at the Raven 45.
Here comes the Wildcat offense. Long way to go in this one. 12:45 left. Aga, the quarterback. Wing to the left side. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He busts through to the 45-40, 35-30. Finally drug down from behind after an explosive run. And losing his helmet again is J.D. Woods. But J.D. doesn't care. Again, after every play, he has to come out for a couple of plays just to catch himself.
Yeah, Josh Morris is going to get another tackle, but that's not how the Ravens really drew that one up. Joe Burke going to check out. Gert Penvidic also coming out. The Ravens are going to be out there with defensive linemen of Hurtado, Anderson, and Dwayne Lacy.
Those are three very big, very tall guys out there for Benedictine. But right now, Baker moving the football. They've got the lead. They've got some momentum as we're in the fourth quarter. Three to the right side. Well, in the backfield is Jordan Green. Green will take the handoff. And if you're Baker, this is what you want to do. You want to just hand it off. You want to run some time off the clock. You just want to kind of grind it downfield and at least get a field goal and go up by a touchdown.
Yeah, Dwayne Lacy with the tackle right there for the Ravens. And that's exactly what you want to do if you're Baker, right? You don't have to win big. Your goal right now is to try to get out of this game with a W, and right now they're taking plenty of time. They're huddling up. Jason Thorn is taking a lot of time sending in the play. This time A.J. Tata will walk it in from the sideline. When was the last time we saw a play come in from the sideline with a tight end?
Tanner Cobb is wide to the left. We haven't called his name, I think, at all today for Baker. Second down and 8. Wildcats put the play clock get down to 3, and here's going to be the handoff over to the right side. Tackle from behind. Jordan Green picks up another couple of 3 yards, and Dwayne Lacy, you talked about him just moments ago, makes that stop.
So we saw early on in the season Dwayne Lacy getting a little less playing time, but as the season has progressed, we've seen Dwayne Lacy get in there, and you know what he's doing? He's making the most of his snaps. He's getting in there. He's making plays. He's really forcing the coach's hands to get in there now. Going to be a third down for Baker. Let's call it a 3rd and 6, and Raven crowd now starting to get into it a little bit.
And here's the thing, a huge play for both teams here in the fourth quarter. Baker with a football, leading it by 4 inside the Raven 20. It's a 3rd down call, pass over the middle to BB, and it is dropped. It was well thrown right into the hands of the intended receiver, but the tight end, Darian Lewis, did not hold on. Give Adam Wilbers credit for breaking that thing up.
Yeah, now Baker's kind of in no man's land, right? They're a little far for their field goal unit, so they're going to lead the offense out on the field.
Wow.
It will be a 4th down for Baker, 4th and 6, and today, they're 1 of 1 on 4th down opportunities.
And here's where not having a kicking game really can come back to haunt you. They could have gotten themselves up by a full touchdown. They lead here by 4. Here we go on a 4th down call. The ball is a 19. Quarterback is back. Rolling. Chase. Throws it back. Crosses body. Undefended. Touchdown, Baker. The Ravens were taken in. And their defense was totally tricked. And the Wildcats go on top.
Darian Lewis, who last week had 2 catches, 2 touchdowns. That time, his first catch of the afternoon results in a touchdown. How about that? Darian Lewis, 3 catches over the last 2 weeks, 3 touchdowns. That's a high percentage.
That's pretty good percentage. Baker looking to tack on the PAT. They're leading now by 10. PAT would be a big one to make it a 2-touchdown lead. Look at a kick. It's down. It's up. It is awful. But it's going to be good. Somehow gets through, and we're getting a timeout. 10:34 to go in the ball game. Baker 28, Benedictine 17.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Good to have you back with us, and Gus, I will promise you I have it right this time. Jay Sean Todd is back for the return for Benedictine, settling into the Raven 10-yard line. With 10.5 to go in the ballgame, the Ravens find themselves trailing by 11, 28-17 here to number 5 of the nation, Baker, on Senior Day in Baldwin City.
It is so pretty out today. It is middle 60s. It is crystal clear, sunny skies. And here's the kick. It is high. It is short. Going to bounce and going to go out of bounds. No, Jay Sean will pick it up at the 10. May not be a great decision. We'll see as he gets back to the 20-yard line. First and 10 Ravens from there. He thought it was going to go out of bounds. The thing looked like he was about ready to die just barely in the field of play. So Benedictine's offense is back out on the field. And I guess I'm interested to see the Ravens here in what week are we now? Eight? Is this week eight?
Nine.
Week nine. Ravens still don't have really a running back established this year. And with that, they've got Wiegand back into the BC backfield.
So with Wiegand in the ballgame at this point, you got to think maybe they're going into that hurry up or that 2 minute. That's the main time you're going to see Damon.
Quarterback is back. Wiegand goes out into the pattern as a receiver. QB's rolling, and he's going to throw as he's going to the ground, and it's going to be incomplete. So they're going to call him down.
Yeah, they're going to say he was in the grass when the quarterback was down. That time, Marcus Johnson, the defensive end out of Tempe, going to be credited with his fourth sack of the season. And for the Ravens, their first sack allowed today.
So, again, Derek Kendall, if he was going to make that throw, needed to make it a little earlier. Before that defender got there and before they end up losing the yardage and the time clicking as we're now inside 10 minutes to play.
So, Jayshon Todd is now going to replace Damon Wiegand, and Todd is going to be in there as the Wildcat. You're going to split off to the right side, Derek Kendall.
Well, I've watched Jayshon out of the Wildcat. He will run this thing to the right side. The defense sniffs it out, and there's no surprises here as he's going to lose about 10 yards on the play. Jayshon Todd may have even gotten hurt a little bit as he comes out of play. He's not right.
And he's holding that right shoulder, and he's telling Patrick he needs him over here. So Jayshon Todd now out of the ballgame at the 9:38 mark, and the Ravens looking at a 3rd and 15. So a little bit behind the 8-ball. 3rd and 18, the Ravens trailing by 11.
BC is going to be going to the near side, and Hazuga will come back in. He had two catches last week for 19 yards on the season, 6 catches, 62 yards. So it's not been a highly productive year. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Ravens looking at a 3rd down and about 20. And we're going to get a timeout. Benedictine going to burn his 2nd timeout of the 2nd half. Let's do it with them. 9:13 now left in the game. Baker 28, Benedictine 17.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Well, as we come back, there's a lot that's happened. As Raven offense kind of coming apart at the seams a little bit here. We're at 8:56 to go in the ballgame. Ravens decided they were not taking a timeout. In fact, though the penalty said, fine, we will penalize you for a delay of game. Ravens said, fine. Benedictine then goes back on that 3rd down call, throws the football downfield. There's a penalty marker laying at the goal line. Ravens are holding back at the goal line. And I'm not sure if it was in the end zone or not, but apparently not quite. Then the pass downfield that was thrown wildly and a little off balance by Garrett is going to be intercepted across the 40-yard line. And so Baker's deciding what they're going to do here.
Yeah, so Baker's going to go ahead and decline the penalty, take the interception. But Coach Thorne's out there having a discussion with the official because he feels like that hold occurred in the end zone. And if so, it'd be a safety.
8:56 left in the game. Benedictine's offense doing its team no help there. The Ravens trail 28-17. And they've got the ball back at the Benedictine 40. Let's call it the 43-yard line, shall we?
And for Garrett Kettle, that's going to be technically his 2nd interception of the afternoon, the one right there before half, and then that play right there to end the 8th drive of the day.
Wildcats coming up over the football, and your quarterback is Marco Aguinaga. QB will hand off a little straight-ahead run and grabbed by the collar and trying to pull down, breaks away to the 40, to the 35, and down to the 34-yard line goes J.D. Jalen James with the tackle on the play for Benedictine, but that's going to be a quick 8 yard, just a quick hitter into the right side.
So right now the Ravens with only two timeouts left in the ball game. Baker with the football, 8.5 minutes left in the ball game, an 11-point lead, and you got to think that you're going to get a steady dose right now of J.D. Woods.
And that's what's going to happen. He'll take the handoff here, bounce left, gets the first down. It's coming back. He's down inside the 20. Picked up about 20 yards, but we're going to have a hold at the line of scrimmage, and this will be counted the second penalty of the day by Baker. The first one was intentional. Pass interference that they called late in the first half, and now this will be their second penalty today.
And that time they're going to get a holding call. As Gavin Spangler busted into the backfield quickly, and one of the linemen just reaches out, grabs onto him, and rides him to the ground. J.D. Woods picks up quite a bit of yardage, but all for naught. The ball's going to be backed up, too. I think I marked this thing about the 44-yard line.
Yep, so it'll be second down and a dozen. But what the Ravens cannot get back, they'll get those yardage back, those yards back, but not the time, as we're down to just over 8 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine trails by 11. And Baker's got the football in BC territory. At the 44-yard line, second down and long. Wildcats run the play clock down to 5. Here's a handoff again to J.D. This time the wave of defenders is going to slow him down and get him to the ground. And it's going to be a short gain. We'll call it third down 10, Baker. They're going to run this thing down, Gus, to 7 minutes when they snap the ball again, because you could take 40 seconds off with every snap of the ball.
Jalen James along with Dwayne Lacy in on the stop. It'll bring up a third and 10 right now for Baker. This afternoon, the Wildcats been pretty efficient on third down. They are 5 of 10 today on third down. They are 1 of 1 on fourth. Compare that to Benedictine. The Ravens are only 4 of 13 on third downs this afternoon. So 31% for Benedictine, 50% right now for Baker.
Ravens expect run as they add in middle linebacker, but the quarterback is back to throw Beebe. Over the middle, it's going to be caught, and it held on to it, the first down marker. It is nicely done as the quarterback is going to hit the pass over the middle to A.J. Tata. Last year against Benedictine, Tata, 3 catches, 16 yards. He got about that many right there with that one, and he's given his team a first down. We're inside 7 minutes to play. Baker with the lead, burning down the clock.
Yeah, Tyler Wilson going to check in. Javai Bloomquist out, but right now Baker, high percentage pass over the middle, just right now trying to take as much time off the clock as they can. We're down to 15 on the play clock.
You got like this, because Wildcats in an eye, a fullback in front of a tailback. And now the quarterback slips and falls as he hands off to his running back, and there will be little, if any, gain for J.D., maybe 8 yards.
That time J.D. was trying to run off the right side. Getting in there was Dwayne Lacy and Jalen James. We've been calling those two a lot this afternoon. They're doing a great job across that front line for Benedictine. But, again, the clock is the biggest enemy right now for the Ravens.
Yep, as we're approaching 6 minutes to go. We'll be under 6 minutes. The next snap of the football. Baker continues to hold on to that 11-point lead. BC on the road next week, and Baker trying to hold on to that number 5 national ranking here today. Their only loss was to Grandview. Now the quarterback is back. Aguinaga totally tricked the defense, and he's going to run to the left side and get thrown out of bounds along the near side. And he is going to, I think, have a first down.
Adam Wilbur is over there for the Ravens to make the stop on the play. Aguinaga going to be very close, and by the time they set the stick back up, I believe it's the first down.
The stick on the near side. They're going to move this change now. The stick on the near side went down, and just making sure that everybody's okay here along the near side. But Baker continues to keep the drive alive, continues to eat time. And Gus, right now, basically continues to dominate in the game. They lead it here 28-17. 5.5 minutes to play.
Talk about the total plays right now. 66 plays for Baker, 383. Benedictine with 48 plays this afternoon for 214 yards. And now,
did they get the timeout or was there a penalty?
Timeout.
The play clock is down to 0 just before the snap. We're going to take a break. I've 28 to go in the ballgame. Joseph, timeout on the field. Baker 28, Benedictine 17.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City, Kansas. The leaves are turning. It's a beautiful autumn afternoon, but not so pretty for the Ravens as we go underneath 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Baker leads at 28-17, and they move the ball. A little short pass over on the right side to A.J. Tata a moment ago. It's second down at about three for the Wildcats. A.J. Tata with that catch, and A.J. is now, because you're going to appreciate that, he's playing the fullback spot. Here's a handoff, and Woods is going to be right at the first down marker, probably going to have it. He only needed a couple.
Jalen James in on the stop right there for the Ravens, and the official's going to eye it up, and I think they're going to say it's a little short of a first down, and they're going to call it third and length of a football.
Again, wide receiver slash tight end A.J. Tata, 5'11", 230 out of Blue Valley, in at the fullback now as Baker just gone running the ball and looking to run the timeout, and they're doing a good job of it. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Tata in front of Woods. Handoff Woods. Hit and spins, and he's going to have a first down. Needed a yard, got about a yard and a half, and it is first and 10 at the 10.
So this will be the 10th play of the drive coming up here for Baker. They started this drive at the 8:56 mark, so boom. There's 5 minutes on this drive, and they've only run 9 plays.
Yep, and they're still got the ball, and it's still a first down, and they're still 10 yards out of the end zone. They're going to call a first and goal, right nose up to the 10. Everybody pretty much in tight. Baker taking all the time it can. Handoff is going to go to J.D. Nothing. He might lose a yard. It's second down.
Tackled by the Ravens, number 91.
Ravens going to take a timeout here. Officials run up stopping play. And Benedictine taking a timeout. We'll do it, Joseph. Let's see what the Ravens have up their sleeve. It's little time left. 3:29 to go in the contest. Baker 28, Benedictine 17.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Benedictine taking a timeout after the tackle for a loss. Baker's second and goal at the 12-yard line. And quarterback is back. Aganaga lobs one left side and overshoots his intended receiver. And Gus, the fact that they threw the ball to Darian Lewis surprises me because the incompletion will stop the clock.
That time, Darian Lewis was matched up over there with
Evan Aguiar. The pass a little too far, and I think that time Baker just trying to be a little cute and toss one out there. An incomplete pass does stop the clock with 3:28 left. It'll be a 3rd and 11 for Baker. 3rd and goal, I guess, for Baker at the 11.
Third and goal at the 11-yard line. 28-17 Wildcats in front. And Baker again taking a world of time, but it doesn't matter now because you know, the play clock is over. Play clock down to 5, 4, 3. And back to throw, Aguinaga again looking into the end zone, has his man and missed him. Clock stops again with 3:24. And it is 4th down. And for Baker, a field goal gives you a 2 TD plus lead.
Okay, so
but Baker, they're not very good at it.
Yeah, Baker's going to race out, go for the field goal. So out there is going to be Mikolai Stan. Stan is 2 for 4 on the season for field goals. He's got a long of 31, 29 of 40 on PATs.
Well, this is from 29 yards out, and it is It is no good. Wide to the left side, and again, a kick that got about, that went a little higher, probably 12 feet in the air. It was a couple of feet above the crossbar as it went wide to the left side. And with, if you're an optimist, you look at this and say, the Ravens have a shot at the gun.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to put their offense out there, and this will give us an opportunity to tell you about how Hamada Wealth Management. They can help you with your investments, the stock market, plan for retirement, and more. Call Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Hamada Wealth Management. So for the Ravens, they're going to be out on the field, and this will be only their 9th possession of the afternoon.
3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the ball game, and quarterback is back to throw. Looks right, throws right, has his man, and Buteau will make the catch, step out of bounds, and they're going to mark him down, having picked up about 9, maybe 9.5, just inside the 30-yard line. It'll bring up a 2nd down for Benedictine, but he got out of play. 3:15 to go.
You know what the Ravens are going to have to do? They're going to have to get through this possession without maybe all of their offensive pieces.
2nd down. 2nd and short. Handoff first to the right, then to the left, putting his head down, pushing, shoving, driving forward, and Benedictine is going to get a 1st down. Gain of about a half a dozen up to the 35-yard line, but the clock ticking along now. That was a nice carry for BC by Rayshon. Rayshon Mills, 5'11" and senior for BC. Here's a pass over to the left side, and it's going to be incomplete. Out of the reach of Peyton Hazuga. I guess there's one thing about going as quickly and as briskly as you can, and then there's like that pass that was just hurried and uncatchable.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be hurried, but you've got to be controlled in the way that you approach it. This afternoon, Baker, 27 first downs. Benedictine, 11 first downs on the day.
What's the old saying? Got to go fast, just don't hurry, right? 2:46 left. Ravens players out on the field checking their play band. And Garrett is now directing a little traffic, telling Buteau to come back in a couple of steps. The snap is a little bit low, but Garrett's able to go back and get it. Now rolls away from his defender, and he's going to run up the right side and dart out of bounds, picking up a 1st down just inside the 50-yard line. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 45, but it'll be a 1st and 10. But the time, 2:38 to go.
Yeah, another 1st down for the Ravens. And right now that's going to help pad your stats a little bit down the stretch. But, again, got to push the ball down the field here.
Back to throw again. Kettle, spinning, hit, sack. Penalty markers all over the field. Kettle is then pile drive back at the 30-yard line.
And there's a penalty over here on the near sideline, and I've got a feeling I know what this is.
Let's see what happens. The head linesman is over talking to the referee. Let's see what it's all about. 2:28 left in the game. And Ravens trail here, 28-17. Hey, come on up in a little while to the Nolan. We're going to be there. So as we get done with this contest, we'll be making our way back to the Benedictine campus. Raven basketball tonight. Lady Ravens at 5 o'clock. And the Benedictine men at 7.
Your penalty.
Don't forget, it's the Halloween hoops tonight. Bring a kid in costume, get him free. So kind of a cool deal right there for the Ravens, as the ladies at 5 o'clock will host
Manhattan
Christian, and the guys at 7 o'clock with Briar Cliff. So the penalty is going to be an encroachment against the defense, and Benedictine quickly back up over the football, and Garrett Kettle with nowhere to go. He's going to be swarmed under and hit for no gain on the play. It'll be second down. For some reason, the clock stops. Is Benedictine going to utilize the timeout?
Yep, Ravens are going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. You mentioned the holiday hoops. They're also going to have our Halloween hoops. They're going to have, contests. You don't have time. The guys in the game and the ladies game, and so you bring up the youngsters for that. And the BC men already with one game under the belt, a win over Lincoln in Lincoln, Illinois, a couple of nights ago. So you'll get a chance to see these two teams for the very first time at home this season. Should be lots of fun. 2:18 to go this afternoon, 28-17. Gus, if we had to pick a game that we were going to be booted outside and set the stands for, we picked a peach here today.
Yeah. Baker here with, I don't know, they have some facilities.
Yeah.
Not many. Also, over here redoing baseball and soccer, I think is what they were saying. I'm going to tell you, they will not have baseball in Baldwin this spring.
No, that is not going to happen. The water, the mud, kind of a quagmire behind us right now.
Yeah, what? Shallow center field is under about 6-8 inches of water right there?
Yeah, the water's not shallow in shallow center. So here comes the Raven offense. Buto to the left side. You got Hazuga in the slot. Now motion. Hazuga's going to spread very wide out to the left side. Got cover two defense. Quarterback steps up, hit, and tackled again. He's going to get rid of the ball, and it will be called an incomplete pass.
So with the incomplete pass, it'll stop the clock at 2:13. It'll bring up a 3rd and 7 out for the Raven offense. And Benedictine right now struggling a little bit to come up with something that's going to work late in this ball game, trailing 28-17.
Yeah, the plays are not coming in briskly, and the guys out of the field seem, you know, a little disheveled here with 2:13 left in the game and down a couple of big scores. QB's back. It's going to be a quarterback draw. Garrett Kettle going to pick up some yardage. Nice run, Garrett, down the right side to the 30, to the 20, down to near the 10-yard line. He's going to be shoved out of bounds. And nice job by Garrett Kettle. When Garrett runs, because the thing that I liked him, what I like about his runs, he has those long antelope strides. I mean, we're not talking about those little hurry, hurry, hurry steps. We're talking about long, cumbersome ground steps.
Yeah, I had a coach that once called him a loper, right? Like,
he is. He's a loper.
Like, get away from you really quickly. Garrett Kettle at 6'4", a nice run right there. His longest of the afternoon. The Ravens will have a 1st and 10 just under 2 minutes to play.
Garrett back. He's got a receiver open in the middle. Can't find him, and he's going to throw it away out the back of the end zone. Is that coach in the stands today?
He is here today.
There you go. So the pass by Garrett is going to be thrown away in order to stop the clock with 1:50 to go. Ravens with the football, 2nd down and 10, and they are at the Baker 13-yard line. And for the Wildcats, all they want to do is see the Ravens eat up a little time. Even if they score, they're not particularly going to care. BC has got Damon Weigand on the left side. You notice we have not seen a lot of Jacob Gathright today, or I have. I don't feel that I have a little bit, not much. Quarterback's back, goes into the end zone once. Trey, touchdown, and again, Trey Adger just dominates the coverage in the corner of the end zone, and Benedictine is on the board.
That time he went over a 6'2" cornerback and just whipped the ball out of the air. What a job right there by Trey Adger. Will is wearing 3 today.
Okay, that was tricking me. So
yeah.
It was Will Cox out of Kissimmee, Florida, defending on that play. What a job, Trey Adger, and the Ravens cut into that lead. And it's now 28-23. And Benedictine is going to go for 2 here. Ravens going to go for 2 with 1:45 to go. Kettle takes a snap, keeps it. Now, a little pitch forward, and it's not going to work. We got a timeout. Conversion fails. Timeout on the field. 1:45 left. Baker 28, Benedictine 23.
Snaps Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Well, here comes the Benedictine onside kick attempt. It is bouncing, and it bounds up, and it's rolling around on the ground. And does Benedictine have it? They've got a shot on the far sideline. The official comes up over the pump ball, and it is
Baker.
I'm not seeing any indication, and I'm not seeing any jumping up and down by either team.
Coming up with the football over on the far side, it's going to be Baker's. Nate Pauley is holding the football.
That was as outstanding a onside kick effort as I have ever seen. There's the hindrance. Ravens are going to be called for being offside. It will be Baker ball.
The penalty is right on the line. That's how you didn't see it.
I still don't see it. That's all right. So Baker's going to have the ball, and they're going to be able to run out the clock. And Gus, they are going to escape here today with a close victory over Benedictine.
Are they ever appropriate?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely approve of any kind of costume that you feel appropriate, you should take. You should wear. If you're liking it, it's good. Here's a handoff right side, J.D. Wood.
The Ravens have
a short game.
And the Ravens have a defender that's really slow to get up.
We're down to a minute and a half to go, 28-23.
What do you think Patrick's 40 time is?
I think you'd be startled by how quick he goes. This guy is in fact the best shape of anybody I know. Now for the Ravens, guys, you know, it's a tough spot to be in. You don't want to come away. There's moral victories. You can call it if you want to, but you don't need moral victories. You need W's in the column.
Yeah, I think next Saturday when you talk to Coach Osborne, he's going to be happy with the way his team competed, but again, he's not going to be happy with the way this thing came away, because he's going to understand that you got to have W's. And next week, Benedictine going to turn their attention to Evangel, and they're going to go down to Nixa and take on the Valor.
So again, with a minute and a half to go into ball game, Baker has it, leading at 28-23, and I can't imagine that they will do anything but a diamond. And here they go. They're standing in here with back to the I formation, Tata in front of Woods. And long count by...
Yeah, Marco just looking down here. He's still got 24 on the play clock before he's got to snap this thing.
Aganaga just steps up, looks around, 15, hands off J.D., J.D. rides a little bit of a wave, and I'm sure the Ravens are trying to pull it away, and he'll get it up to the 50-yard line. And Baker's going to have it a third down. They will have to snap it because there are about 10, 11 seconds between the play clock and the game clock. Yeah, guys, frustrating day for Benedict. There were some good things. We saw them, you know, some good play. I thought the defense played their hearts out today, frankly. Little adjustment in the lineup now for the Wildcats as we come down to the end. Raven basketball coming up shortly here on CARE Radio. Benedictine in the Nolan. Come up. Get the kids in a costume. Get yourself in a costume. Come up. Have a little bit of fun. Should be a nice day. Final score here this afternoon. Baker 28, Benedictine 23. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Stay tuned for the Benedictine Raven postgame wrap right after this.
Are you confused about the stock market?
Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City, where this afternoon the Baker Wildcats escape with a close win over Benedictine on their senior day here in Baldwin, 28-23. Gus, the Ravens did not play terribly, but had some opportunities, and they're going to look back at this game as they're going to look back at the Peru game. They're going to look back at the CMU game. They're going to shake their head and say, man, should have won that game.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to look back at having given up four sacks, two interceptions today. I mean, there were a handful of things that I think they would have liked to clean up, but still played a really close game with Baker for Benedictine. Again, clean a few things up, get back to work, and next week we'll be in Nixa.
There we are, and later on tonight we're going to be in the Nolan Gymnasium. Come up and join us. Benedictine basketball coming up next on Cat Radio. Until then, final score this afternoon from Baldwin City. It was Baker 28, Benedictine 23. For Joseph, our studio producer and engineer, he's just going to camp out there. I think he brings a pillow, a little cotton, going to stick around. Joseph, we'll be back with you shortly. For Gus Counts, Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.